Offer.
Office?
Yes, this one. Actually, it doesn't have to be open.
Well, I don't know if you were done yet. That was dirty.
It's purified.
Yesterday we were halfway explained about the same offense, sabhagapati.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, how a monk, if he deliberately confesses into what's called same offense, he out of respect, disrespect, he falls into another pachitya, which is a pachitya which is called anadari pachitya. Today we will explain if it happens by accident or if by misconception and so forth.
Today we will explain if by accident or if by misconception and so forth. 那这样可能会犯巴基利亚第五十条，就是不恭敬巴基利亚。然后我们今天开始讲，就是说如果不是因为故意而出现有不恭敬没有忏悔的情况，比如说是那个偶然出现的，或者说是因为那个忘记那个造成的情况，应该怎么办？
So if both monks now they fall into vikala bodhya. But they have the misconception whether they have fallen or not. So, and one monk, let's see, the senior monk, or junior monk, okay, let's see, the junior monk, he tells one day I fall into this offense, and so what, and he confesses, okay, he is a desaka, he is desaid, he confesses first.
Mm-hmm.
And the other monk, the senior monk, is patikahaka. He received the offense. He received means, he tells him, do you see this offense? And so forth. Therefore, he is listening. And he has to advise him, advise the junior monk, that's called the desaka. He has to advise the desaka that he should restrain himself in the future. So therefore, now the junior monk who makes the apat desana, he is the desaka, that's called the confessor. And then the patikahaka, it is the receiver of the offense, it is the senior monk who has to advise him. So then, in that case now, you tell this first after you explain this.
然后，比如说呢，那个还是这个通分罪情况，比方说两个人都犯了那个非事实。 那两个人都犯非事实，但是他们有其中有一个人可能不知道自己犯了非事实。那比方说现在这两个人对忏，对忏是要分那个上座和下座。这个是在这个例子里边，我们暂时假设这个下座是忏悔者，然后那个上座是接受忏悔者，他是这样，因为那个对忏是实际上是分三段，我们昨天说的第一段是一个人忏，另一个接受忏悔，第二段是另一个人忏，第二人接受忏悔。 第三段是忏的突分罪恶作，对吧？你们以后学到这个，像我们最主要讲第一段，就是在第一段里边，这个下座是忏悔者，然后上座是接受忏悔者。So
now the one the junior monk confesses, make desana about the offense because it's the same offense, no? Same offense vikala bodhi. He falls into desana dukkata offense by doing so. Because he confesses the same offense. The senior man who receives this, he falls into another offense called patikahana dukkata.
Okay?
Because he receives the offense, he should not receive it. That's called, because he has the same offense, no?
Yes.
The same offense.
这样的话，因为那个，然后这样的话，如果说那个，因为这两个人已经犯了，实际上他们已经犯了同分罪。 那犯了同分罪，可能因为他们有人不知道，所以他们不认为自己犯了同分罪。然后这样的话，他们做了对忏。在这个情况下，这个下座，也就是说，这刚才我们说这忏悔者，他犯了一个恶作，这个恶作名字叫做忏悔恶作，或者说那个
说是俄族，他这个巴里语叫那个Adisna族，然后他上座，也就是这个接受忏悔的人，他也犯了一个俄族，这个同样是俄族，但是名声不一样，他犯这个俄族叫做那个接受俄族，叫那个 Patigahana 族族可的。
Okay, so then in that case, what to do is now they have these are two different topics, means vatus. Okay, Desana Dukkata is I call a different topic. Why he falls to offend Dukkata, and Patikahana Dukkata is a different topic. Okay, because he received it. So therefore, they can actually this is not sabaga, are not same offense. Okay, Desana is a different offense. They are different. I call Patikahana is different offense. Right. So therefore, in that case now they can confess each other to get rid of these two offenses. Okay. I fall in, for example, the monk in the end, the junior monk can in the end I fall in to Dukkata offense. Okay. This I confess to you, he tells. And the other monk can receive the Dukkata offense because he has fallen not in Desana Dukkata, he has fallen Patikahana Dukkata. So it is not the offense, yes, he can receive it. And in the same way, he can confess to the junior monk, I fall into Patikahana Dukkata offense. So, and then this junior monk can tell him, do you see this offense? And so forth. And the junior monk does not fall into the same offense, but they are different offenses.
I think here the last part is not done.
Just a moment.
Okay.
I will explain first what is done here. Comparatively started later.
Okay.
So this is what can be done.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm telling you just to understand the difference.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Between Desana Dukkata and Patikahana Dukkata. Right? You explain this, I will explain later.
Okay. 他说这样一个那个，因为这两个恶作，就是说那个忏悔恶作和接受恶作，这两个恶作同样是恶作，那个等级是相同的，但是他对事是不同的，所以这两个恶作并不是同分罪。所以说那个接受忏悔的那个人，他可以接受，他接受了那个下作比不上罪之后，他还可以再接着接受他忏那个忏悔恶作，就是你犯了这个忏悔恶作嘛，你还要再忏一次。作为这个接受忏悔礼佛来说，他是可以接受的，因为他并没有犯同分罪，他犯那个罪是接受恶作，而他犯的是忏悔恶作，所以这两个并不是同分罪，所以他是可以接受的。那反过来讲，当下作比丘忏悔完了以后，上作比丘也可以再向他接着忏悔自己的那个接受恶作，因为下作比丘犯的是忏悔恶作和接受恶作不是同分罪，所以说下作比丘可以让那个上作比丘清净，是这样。
说、but there is another way.Another way, how for the senior monk to confess his Patikahana Dukkata. Okay? Now, as I told you now, in the beginning, they fall into Vikala Bhajana Bhosna. So the junior monk confesses first. Okay? By confessing, he gets rid of Vikala Bhajana, but he falls into Desana Dukkata.
Yes.
Alright? Now, the senior monk, okay, he is a receiver. He falls into Vikala Bhojana, he has already Vikala Bhojana offense.
Yes.
So, and then when he wants to confess about his Vikala Bhojana offense,
he has already fallen into
Patikahana Dukkata. Therefore, Vikala Bhojana plus Patikahana Dukkata.
But Sabhapati.
Okay, Vikala Bhojana is Sabhagapati. Patikahana Dukkata is not Sabhagapati.
Okay.
Therefore, now what he does is, the senior monk, he has to include Vikala Bhojana plus Patikahana Dukkata into his confession.
Okay.
Therefore, he can include everything inclusive and he confesses. I follow into different Nanavatukarapati. So, and Nanavatukarapati means Vikala Bhojana is one and Patikahana Dukkata one. So therefore, he includes this Patikahana Dukkata in his confession. So, in that case now, he has not to tell separately, I fall into Vikala Bhojana plus Patikahana Dukkata, or in the end of confession, he has to tell, I fall into Patikahana Dukkata. If he already includes it in his confession together with Vikala Bhojana. So, this is what is done here. It should be done. Whether the monks do like that, I don't know. This is what I call easy way to do it. So, therefore, the senior monk, he falls into Vikala Bhojana, and then when he wants to confess, he has to include this Patikahana Dukkata in his confession. So he confesses, Nanavatu Kapatyo. It with one confession, he can actually get rid of the Kalabhojana, he can get rid of Patikaha and Udukadudukadu also.
然后他说，就是我们在龙树林这边这样实际唱的时候，他实际上就是说最后因为只是分三段，最后只是由那个下座比库唱自己的那个忏悔额作，而不是由那个上座比库，他就不需要再唱那个自己的那个接受额作了。为什么呢？因为是这样的，他那个公式分三段，第一段是下座向上座忏悔，第二段是上座向下座忏悔，最后是由下座向上座唱那个自己的那个忏悔额作。因为你第一段是下座向上座忏悔的过程中，他自己原来犯的那个非智识的罪已经忏净了，但是在忏罪的过程中，他又产生了一个新的恶作，叫做那个忏悔恶作。所以说，最第一段接受的时候，下座比库只有一个恶作，上座比库有一个那个接受恶作，再加一个非智识的罪。但是到第二段那个上座让下座忏罪的时候，上座他说的那个话是那个仙友，我再次对你忏悔一切罪，而且我犯的是那个种种不同罪事的罪。所以说他这个上座忏悔在第二段的时候就已经把他在第二段说第二段之前所犯的所有罪名都已经包括了。那这样的话他就没有必要在后面说加一个第四段。也就是说第二段结束的时候是上座已经清净了，但是下座还有一个忏悔额作还没有忏。所以说到第三段只是下座让上座忏悔，忏一下自己忏悔额作就可以了。
那个朋友还有问一个问题，然后那个说我犯了种种不同的罪，然后下座还会问你是否见罪，
嗯，
然后他说我见罪，
嗯，
但是如果他上座不知道自己是犯了非智识，实际上他第一他没有见那个非智识罪，
嗯，
第二他也没有见那个同恶恶作，
嗯，
因为他不知道自己，他觉得自己是清净的，
嗯，
在这个时候如果他说我他说我见，他如果回答说我见罪，
嗯，
那这个是不是又多了一个虚妄的罪？
嗯，so now he's asking, so while this senior monk is confessing his offenses to this junior monk, then the junior monk will ask, "Pasata bandita pati." So then the senior monk says, "Ama bandita pasami." Ama also pasami. Then he said that.If this senior monk does not know whether he has committed this Vikarabhojana at all, then actually he cannot see his apati, and also even this parigrahana dukkha he cannot see. So by saying ama also pasami, did he incur the offense of musavada, something like that?
Of course, he can fall into musavada offense, but this is the case.When I'm telling you, they can't verify. They can't verify whether they fall into Vikala Bhojana themselves. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They know now. The other monk, he knows, that case fall into Vikala Bhojana.
Mm-hmm.
The other monk, he could not verify it. Therefore, maybe he thinks, no, I have not fallen. But actually, he has fallen. Okay. Manyamana means that's why it is Manyamana, then some misconception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, misconception. So,that is why actually now even the monk who is falling, he is in doubt now whether he is falling Vikala Bhojana or not,
mm-hmm.
He falls into Dukkha offense by being in doubt. Okay?
Okay.
Because it says if you study the Vikala Bhojana rule,
mm-hmm.
By being in doubt,
mm-hmm.
Did I fall, did I not fall, did the time pass, did not pass and so on, mm-hmm. It is still Dukkha offense to know.Not to be sure about the time.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, and when confessing, okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's see that they have already fallen both in the offense, Vikala Bhojana. One monk is for sure,
mm-hmm.
before Vikala Bhojana. The other monk is not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in case now, he has fallen to Vikala Bhojana, or in case not fallen to Vikala Bhojana, he just confesses.
Mm-hmm.
Confesses and okay.I will confess, thinking that he has not fallen into offense, while he has already fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he can't verify it in that moment. So that's why now, this is the case, they confess each other, not deliberately to break out of this anadharya, disrespect for the rule, but because there is uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, in that case now, it is good for the senior man, when he receives the offense,He thinks, did I fall in the Kala Bhojana? Did I fall? Maybe I fall. Maybe I not fall. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he, but he receives.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has already fallen, he falls into Patikahana Dukkata.
Mm-hmm.
So, but In order to avoid, to avoid even uncertainty, therefore, Patikahana Dukkha and so forth, so he includes Patikahana Dukkha in his confession. In case he is falling, he includes it. In case I fall in Patikahana Dukkha, it's also better to include it on the possibility of that. So therefore, he can include that Patikahana Dukkha in his confession. And get in, if he discovers that actually I fall in the Kalabha, I follow Patikahana Dukkha, therefore he already confessed. He's already pure of that. He does not need to confess again. So therefore now it is a play with possibilities in this case. It's not a certainty.
So this seeing is not seeing the...
Therefore now, when the other monks asked, did you see the offense that you followed the Kalabha? The other monks, senior monk tell you, I can see that the possibility is that I have fallen into offense. I fall into offense. I'm not sure. Maybe later I can find out. But in order now to get rid of this doubt on my mind, as of what I confess, I can say that yes, there might be the possibility that I fall into offense. So therefore, it is not deliberate lie as such. So because everything it is, he is not certain. So he can tell, I can see the offense. On the ground that the possibility that I have fallen into offense. Okay. So it is not a deliberate lie like that. Okay. But of course now, if he tells, I fall into the Kala Bhojana, why he is not falling, he is sure. Okay. What is the point of confessing also? Okay. So these things happen when there is uncertainty. And teacher sometimes advise, if you are in doubt, it's better to confess. Okay. So otherwise, after the Patimokkha, it's finished, no, so you repent, while I was already had an offense, I was listening to the Patimokkha, which is additional apathy. Additional apathy. Because the Buddha told you, one who has already offense, he has not got rid of his offense, should not listen to the Patimokkha.
他说是这样的，就是说他这个地方说的见罪呢，就是说他这个地方说的见罪，应该是只是见到了我陷入这个罪的可能性。 我犯罪的可能性，但是如果他是这是，但是实际上也有可能说，实际上已经确定100%的原因了。我们现在假设他没有100%确定，但是这个时候说的我见罪，只是说我见到这个我犯罪的可能性。但是他说，比如说上次他真的是100%确定，我没有犯分事，那这个地方就不应该有第二步，是上当下的禅，因为你如果没有犯分事的话，那么你第一步念也没有犯那个那个戒律恶作，那你实际上你是什么都没犯，什么都你确定自己什么都没犯的话，那你是不应该受我见罪的。那这正是什么？因为有些罪难的话，你有疑惑也犯恶作。
所以这是一方面，再一方面，比方说你有罪，然后你没有忏，然后去听诵戒的话，直接又增加一个恶作。所以说一般来说，在诵戒之前，他会要求你不，所以就忏一遍。那就是说，如果在诵戒之前，我对我的那个戒就是完全没有疑惑的话，我是否可以不忏？你可以听别人忏的，然后你可以不用对他忏，就把第二个忏掉。
哦，明白了。
The whole Sangha has fallen into the same offense, like the Kalabha, you know, and did not make these procedures. We have learned how to get rid of the offense. For example, they don't send another monk to another monastery to get rid. Or they don't make an agreement to tell that after we finish the Patimokkha, another monk, will confess to him. And so forth. All this, they don't mean any action, and so forth. They just don't care. And go and make the Patimokkha, all the Sangha falls into offense because they are, did not make any procedure for purification.
Mm-hmm.
This is where because of the sabhagavati, of the semivites.
Okay.
They have vikala bhojana plus another sabhagavati, which is dukkata. Dukkata by dukkata.
So I would just let me refer to the passage in the Kankavitamina.
You can, yes, it says so.
Okay. 大家看看那个疑惑度科第十三页。 张老师说就是那个十三页到数第三段，如果僧团一切比库的通分罪，没有以前前面所说的方式来奉行波萨他，那么那个僧团一切比库的犯罪，那这个地方前面所说的方式就是我们是之前说的两种方式，一个是就是说如果实现足够的话，你应该派一个比库到道林念寺院那个去忏悔，然后再回来以后再依次忏悔，然后第二个方式就是说如果实现不够的话，那个那应该之前应该有一个同意，然后到了有音音音乐之后呢，再去忏悔，这是第二种方式。
This is Ganga Vidya explains this. Therefore now, we have, because now, we doing this, pupakarna pupakichana, this is what we want to explain, preliminary duties, we are still doing preliminary duties,
okay.
And this is to identify what is the patakala, the proper time for monks to start making the uposatha.
Mm-hmm.
So, and one precondition is that there should be not monks there who have the same offense. So we are stealing on that procedure.
Oh.
So, and what is the proper time? Patakala.
Uh-huh.
The proper time
no
for monks to start. If monks have already sabhagavati, it's not the proper time.
Uh-huh.
So, but if they are pure of any common offenses, same uh-huh. offenses, uh-huh. then is patakala the proper time.
Okay. I will again ask them to refer. Okay. 那我在僧团没有通分之罪，或者有非通分之罪的时候，就是对于这个僧团来说，是已到实施举行乌波萨他了。因为这个没有通分之罪，是我们刚刚说的那个实现要求里边，就是那个举行乌波萨他实现要求里边的一个。所以这个地方我们还是再解释那个举行乌波萨他的那个实现要求，什么是实施。
So the next point what Kankavitaran explains is about Vajjaniya Bhugala. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have already explained about this Vajjaniya Bhugala in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go in this exam paper, mm-hmm. called Vinaya Notes,
mm-hmm.
on page 8.
Mm-hmm.
According to the English version, but I don't know what is the Chinese version.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the whole list
mm-hmm.
of Vajjaniya Bhugalas, which are 21.
Yes, yes, yes.
21 Bhugalas?
Yes.
Puja Vajjaniya Bhugalas.
Yes.
We have already gone through it. We explained almost one by one what means.
大家看看那个关于21种因为排除的人，大家可以参照疑惑度托，也可以参照那个戒律考试大纲的那个中文的。然后我看一下是多少。14页上。对，然后第14页，这个版本对。
So then, according to this list, so all these 21 people should be prevented
mm-hmm.
to come within Hatapasa or the bhikkhus while the Patimokkha visitation takes place.
Mm-hmm.
畜生去是指真实的畜生还是变成人形的畜生。
So he's asking about the 14 kinds of about the Nyabhaga. That means the Tirthanagata. He's asking this is actual animal or some Devanaga manifest themselves as an animal.
这个是非人。Can be a real animal or unreal animal. Last time I explained, no, we don't, now you see small insects, we don't regard as animals. Insects, mosquitoes, no problem. Don't worry. So the size of animal should be usually like the size of cat, cat. Squirrels also, they are not squirrels.
Even squirrels.
Squirrels because they are it's called, they roam around sometimes, they jump over the head of the monks.
Yeah. Then even monkeys do that, no?
Huh?
Even monkeys also do that.
What?
Monkeys.
Yeah, but the size of the animal should be around the size of a cat.
Okay. So then... This animal can be a real animal or a fake animal. 所以说，按照这个标准的话，昆虫类，包括蚊子这样的，都是不算的，松鼠也是不算的。
哦，是天人运算畜生吗？
对，他说假那个，他不是天人本身不算畜生。
天人，我忘了在哪儿看的时候，天人都算畜生。
So he's telling that all the devas are also considered as the Tirthan, Tirthan God. He's telling that. Is it true?
How can that be? Of course, animal kingdom is not Deva kingdom. Not human kingdom also. The animal kingdom, humans belong to the, according to the biologists, belong to the animal kingdom, humans.
Yes.
There are actually three kingdoms, no? There is a plant kingdom, animal kingdom, there is a mineral kingdom. Mineral kingdom. How they divide it. So devas actually, according to biologists, do not do not exist. So, but we classify them as a different kingdom. It's called the divine kingdom. They don't belong to the human kingdom here. They don't belong to the animal kingdom, let alone to the animal kingdom.
他说天人甚至不属于人，更不能说属于动物。天人都不能说属于人，更不能说那个人，更不能。他说，即使在生物学上可以说人属于动物。
就是说，
天人对，你就
是。就是说那个，就是说那21种人类肯定是不能，不能包括天人。
He said, so in this case, devas are not included in these 21 kinds of bhagavats.
They can be cloned kahata, lay people. They can be cloned that. So.
你他说你可以把天然算的那个在他就是里边，
但是关键自己在那个解释上面怎么说包括天格？
他这个地方是这个此处包括天龙是不是我说的，是在那个英文版上自己说的。
对，这么他就说密古罗班内他已经把这个天人算在这里面。
我觉得可能也不是密古罗班内说的，而是我看英文版。
南山大藏经里说，天人是不能打上的，天人是算的畜生类。
So, just a moment.
But, 这英文版的是谁编的？
所以本这个很复杂，我以后慢慢跟你说。我先把这个问题问了。So, Bandi, please look at the English version of the video note.Page 8. So here it is telling that Tirthanagata, an animal, but really applies to Devanagas.
What?
Number 14, Tirthanagata. It says really applies to Devanagas.
Not Devanagas. Devanagas. Not Devas. Nagas. Naga is called actual Nagas, not Devanagas. Nagas are serpents, no? Nagas are serpents. Now, actually what happened is that there was one Naga, a serpent who had psychic powers, And then because was fed up in the serpent world, in Naga world, so and he thought, let me go to the human world and live together with monks. And he created a human body, all right? And he, the monks ordained him. The monks ordained him that he's a human. And then after ordination, of course, he fell asleep in his kuti. And then his serpent body reappeared while asleep. So then, and one month he got shocked to see that, after he opened the door, he was shocked to see that a big serpent in his kuti. So, and he started shouting. And the other monks came and so forth. And then after that, Naga was waking up again. Again, he resumed the bhikkhu body. It's a human body. And then they formed this method of the Buddha. And the Buddha asked this Naga, so then to go back to his world. Because he can't stay in human form.
Forever, something.
He can't stay in the human world. He can also can be lead the bhikkhu life. The bhikkhu life. He can go to the human world, to the Naga world, and observe the Uposatha there. Observe the Uposatha.
Uposatha.
Uposatha means for lay people.
Oh, okay.
Uposatha precepts.
Okay.
For lay people. Right. And then after that, he, by that merit, he will be able to be born as a human being and then become a bhikkhu. That is the case where about the Naga is a bit.
This is Mahabharata, no?
Mahabharata. It is a story about how the Upasambhata, the Upasambhata monks and so forth, how they eat.
Yes.
Upasambhata monks should be also asked, are you human?
Yes.
They ask, Manusosi.
Yes.
Are you human? Because of this case, this case which Naga took the form of a human. So that is the only case when you have about Naga taking the form of a human. But there is no Deva who took the form of a human, pretending to be a monk and so on.
他说这个地方应该是写的应该有问题，应该不写天龙，而只是说龙。 而是说，他说那个龙，他说这个在玉山大品里边是有个故事的，就是说那个。 有一条龙，它那个它有神通，然后在那个出生界的过了一个逆了，然后它就那个想变成人身，然后出家当比丘，然后它也真的企图成为比丘，但是它后来在部队里边睡觉的时候，就重新现出龙身，然后正好被另外一个比丘看见，那个比丘吓了一跳，然后就告诉其他人，然后他又知道以后他又被龙身变回人身了，然后这些比丘不是事儿告诉佛，然后佛陀说你那个对这条龙，龙说你不能像你这样身体是不能过出家生活。
所以你可以回到龙界去，然后继续好好守，继续戒。如果你守戒去的时候，好好来生还可以得到人身，然后得到人身以后，你可以再成为比丘。他说，因为这个故事呢，所以说现在你在大上的时候，他们会就是那大长老会问你一个问题，就是你是不是人，就是你要回答是人。
我看南大藏经的时候，
这会说，呆王也算是畜生，
什么？
南大藏经说就。
待会也算是龙一面，就是说。那个衣服是那个图书馆的图书。我是三三，现在你最好说绿藏哪一部分，你把那个出处记好，我才好问。就是你说这个故事的那个。你说明天可以，就是说你说这个故事的。那你那你最好是把这个出处记好了，我再跟张老问，要不然的话，整个大堂厅我们没法用。
那就是说这个翻译里面把天去掉就是龙。
对，就是龙，张老师这么说。
Therefore, devas can be included under kahata, lay people. But usually now, who can't see devas? Our eyes have not the ability to see devas, except those who have sign powers. Okay, so then, they are invisible, invisible to our eyes. As for what we usually don't regard him. Even yakas can appear, come inside the spirit. Some monks, they might be possessed by spirit, like, but you can't see them. If the presence is not felt.
Spirit means Peta.
Buddha, Preta, and so forth.
Okay.
Yakas, not Yakas, demons. So they can come within, but you can't see them.
So all these invisible beings means they are not considered as something to be prevented.
换人身，然后被人变成就化成比库的形态，然后去参加，这个就。
So he's asking, what if these invisible beings manifest themselves as the bhikkhu or something, and join the upose?
Yes, they manifest themselves by any means and so forth. If a monk is possessed by such spirit during the Padamogada recitation, of course, then we know there is a spirit there.
Mm-hmm.
But he will trouble the whole Sangha. Uh-huh. The whole Sangha. Therefore, the only option is just to either remove that monk from the assembly, or do something and so forth to prevent the spirit troubling that monk.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So
what if he does not make any trouble and the meeting is unrecognizable?
Yes, we don't know. If you know evidence, you can continue chanting Patimokkha.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
Sure.
As long as even if we make the effort to chase away that spirit, and after some time that monk comes down, he's calm, normal. So we suppose that the spirit has gone. Maybe he's still around, but because you can't see.
Okay.
So therefore, it should not be an obstacle for the Patimokkha situation.
Okay.
Whatever you can't see.
Okay. 他说是这样的，如果说你完全看不出来的话，然后他也没有制造任何麻烦，你完全看不出来，那就不应该那个就终止八丁麻烦，还是八丁麻烦就招上那些，因为你明明你实际上是你是分辨不出来的。他说另外一种情况，比方说这个精灵它附体到一个鼻窟身上，然后这个就很明，往往会知道啊，这个时候很容易看出来，那个这个人已经被附体了。那这个情况下，两种解决方案，要么你 用一个办法把它从让它终止复习，把它给驱开。要一再一种办法就是把这个笔库给驱除掉，驱除掉，暂时驱除掉，不让参加这个八丁麻烦。然后等到恢复正常的时候，可以再重新回来加入。或者哪怕就是说你重新回来加入的时候，可能它重新回来加入可能只是表面恢复正常了，可能那个精灵还在周围，但是这个时候因为精灵看不见，所以你还是不应该因为这个事儿中断八丁麻烦，还是应该继续。
So therefore now, if a question comes in the exam, what are the persons or the people who should be avoided during the Patimokkha recitation?
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell 21.
Mm-hmm.
21 people. But if they ask, which are these 21?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to give the whole list, not only the number.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give the whole list.
然后说考试时候问那个，就是应被派出人有多少种的话，你要回答二十一种。但是如果说他说那个这些人有哪些的话，你就是那个有哪些，你需要把整个这二十一种这个列表都要写出来。对。So
now regarding the Pattakala, no?
Mm-hmm.
You have here, you see, if you see page 8,
mm-hmm.
okay, page 8 on the other side,
mm-hmm.
Pupakarana, no?
Mm-hmm.
Here, you can look here, here.
It's here. No?
Okay, I just want to show you, yeah, okay, just, you can, but my finger is in different place from your finger.
Okay.
Okay, so now, alright. We have already explained
mm-hmm.
what Pupakarana is,
mm-hmm.
word by word.
Mm-hmm.
We have already explained what Pupakicca is, word by word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then now, we have explained what is Pattakala. Okay. Because Sabhagapadyo, we have explained.
Mm-hmm.
Vajjaniya Bhukala, we have explained.
Mm-hmm.
And these are called Pattakala. All word by word, we have explained this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is actually what we are doing up to now. explaining the Pupakarna, Pupakichen, Patapala.
Mm-hmm.
We have completed this.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I must remind them now.
Okay. First refer the page to them.
Page 8, no? Your Chinese version.
Yes. So, 张亮跟大家说，大家可以看那个，就好像如果有文字新版的话，大家可以看那个第十七页，反正是表五和表六，就是表五乌波萨他现在九种义务和表六乌波萨他的必要条件。
嗯、
然后我们先乌波萨他九种义务都已经讲完了，就是说那个送他结婚前应做义务，送月之前应做义务，我们都一次给大家讲完了。然后现在乌波萨他的必要条件，布萨。那个就是布萨意思就是布是那个是乌波萨他日，然后合格比丘是什么样比丘算合格，然后那个没有通分罪，然后没有应被派出者，这样的这满足以上这些条件才成为适当时机。那么现在所有这条件我们也都已经讲完了。
OK, now we're going to explain now the nyanti, the motion,、
mm-hmm.
motion, how this motion is been done when the recite of the Patimokkha has to start reciting.、
Mm-hmm.We are going to explain this, no? We are going to explain, or we have already explained that.
We are going to explain.
Okay. 就是张老师现在我们开始正式讲这个，就是说那个诵戒之前那个怎样进行动议，就是说怎样让僧团提议我们要那个开始诵戒。Okay.
So then, but before that, I have to explain, I have to remind you that now this Pupakarna, Pupakichen, Patakala. So,there are several questions come in the exam paper、
mm-hmm.
regarding these points here.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, for example, they might ask you what is Pupakarana,、
mm-hmm.
preliminary duty.、
Mm-hmm.
And then, if you don't know, no marks.、
Mm-hmm.
If you know, you can get good marks.、
Mm-hmm.
So then, in the same way, they might ask you sometimes what is Pupakicha,、
mm-hmm.
the exam,、
mm-hmm.
the exam. What is Patakala,、
mm-hmm.
the exam. Then you have to list what are the points of Patakala and so on.Therefore, for you, it is also good to learn this, also to memorize it,、
mm-hmm.
memorize these things,、
mm-hmm.
because this question comes very often, almost every year,、
mm-hmm.
one question comes about this.
张老师说，在讲这个之前，还是想提醒一下大家，刚才我们讲的这些，这个十贤工作、五项十贤工作、四项是四项十贤义务，还有这个对僧团来说已到实施的条件，这三个知识点，基本上每年都考。就是每年至少有一道题是从这个地方出，所以说大家要不这个条件了，那个这些条件牢牢的记住。
So now because you are going to the Nyati, do you have any book there to show how the Nyati is of Patimokkha?
Yes, whenever woman in this book.
Okay.
Sonatome Bandhi Sangho.
Yes, Sonatome Bandhi Sangho, Achyu Posadu Pannarasu.So, Yati Sangha se Patakalam, Sangho Oposatakareya Patimokkha Nitisaya. That is Pali, no?
Yes.
Now, we are going to explain this. Sunatome Bande Sangho. Now, it is what is called, according to the Kankavita.
Okay.
And it says Sangho Oposatakareya. This is the word we are going to explain. Sangho Oposatakareya Patimokkha Nitisaya.
然后就关于这个啊 ，asking to refer to the relevant book， 大家可以如果下面关于这个东译这部分的这个干嘛文，大家可以那个参考那个马辛德尊者这本书的马辛德尊者那本《比库巴蒂摩卡》的第四十六页，第四十五页是巴利文，第四十六页是那个汉语，第四十六页那个续诵。就是那个尊者们，请僧团听我说，今天是十五日乌波萨他，如果僧团已到实施，僧团应举行乌波萨他送巴蒂摩卡。然后这段我们要对照依波多托一起讲，因为依波多托实际上就是他下面的依波多托就是解释这段内容的。那实际上我们现在依波多托先讲到第十四页，就是僧团当举行乌波萨他，当送巴蒂摩卡，和马辛德尊者刚才那段话是对应的，那段话最后一句话是对应的。Okay.
Therefore, now we are going starting now the Patimokkha to explain the Patimokkha itself.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, Patimokkha starts with this Nidana, preamble, introduction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 他说就是这个，然后我们先开始正式讲八戒魔法，然后八戒魔法是由这个叙诵部分开始。
说的呢，是 ，and did you tell them where to start with？
你当然。
According to Gangavatarini, it says Sangho Posa Tangare. What means？ Sangho Posa Tangare。According to this explanation, as we have already known, there are three kinds of upasadas according to their performance, karaka. Who does that? So, an upasada ceremony can be done by a sangha, can be done by a group of three or two monks, can be done also by one monk. So, but in this case, because it is Sangha Uposatangare, may the Sangha do the Uposata, we understand that this does not apply to other Uposatas, it applies only for the Sangha Uposata.
张老先生给大家讲的是那个第十四页的倒数，那个就第十四页里边那个用黑字写的僧团当举行乌波萨他那个三段，他说那个就是那个就是乌波萨他如果按照那个举行人数来分的话，可以分为三种，四种以上就是四个人以上的僧团，那个举行乌波萨他叫僧团乌波萨他，有两个到三个比库那个举行乌波萨他叫做众乌波萨他，一个比库单独举行叫做个人乌波萨他，然后这个分类在我那个戒律口大纲里面也有，但先看伊波多和。然后就是，然后但是这个地方呢，他说的是僧团当举行无波萨他，那实际上就是在这个地方说的僧团当举行无波萨他，就专指那个僧团无波萨他，也就是说后面两种无波萨他是不能念这句话。
Now the next word we're going to explain Patimokkha Nuvisaya, Uposatha Kareya, Sangha Uposatha Kareya, Patimokkha Nuvisaya. Now this is according to Kagavatarini. Now according to the mode of performance.Not according to the performance, about the mode, the way a uposatha is done, we have again three kinds of uposathas. That is one, sutu desa uposatha, means reciting the whole, recitation of the whole patimokkha. That is one way how the patimokkha is called, we make the uposatha. Another way how to make an uposatha, parisutu uposatha. We don't recite the patimokkha. We only recite,there are three monks or two monks. They recite only that after, that they are pure. They keep only the purity, parisuddhi. And if there is one monk, he also does not recite the patimokkha. He only tells to himself that today is an uposatha for me. I determine it. This is adhidhana uposatha. This is according to the mode.To the mode, how of the patimokkha, the opposite should be carried out. Either full-fledged patimokkha recitation, or if there are three monks, only just to keep announce the parisuddhi, or if it's one monk, just to make it determination that today is opposite.
嗯，张老先生可以解释下面一段，就是那个当从巴蒂摩卡那段，然后那这段事儿，那个张老师就是那个这个乌波萨他按照举行的方式，按照那个举行的方式来讲的话，分为三种，就是那个说经那个诵戒经乌波萨他，也就是说整那个要诵这个八地摩卡全文，和那个这种也是实际上是四个以上僧团才能做，然后清净乌波萨他，清净乌波萨他就是这个两个或者如果是僧团只有两个或者三个人的话，那他们只要诵出自己清净就可以了，根本不需要诵八地摩卡。然后如果只有一个人的话，就是那个决议无波萨他，决议无波萨他，他就只需要决议今天是无波萨他就可以了。
Okay, now here Patimokkha Nuvisaya is about the sutu desa posa. Sutu desa means the Patimokkha itself is called the sutta. This sutta means a whole text, a whole text to have to be recited. So therefore, it is the recitation of the text of the Patimokkha text.Which the Sangha has to do. And this can be done only if there are four monks or more than four monks.
他说这个地方说的当诵八地摩诃啊，就是专门指这个诵经八地摩诃，诵戒经八地摩诃，这那个巴利词里边有个苏土，就是苏土那个词是经的意思，这个地方说经是指戒经，也就是指这个八地摩诃。 而这种诵戒经巴结摩诃只有在四个或者四个人以上的僧团里边才可以做这个才可以做这个事情。
So now this patimokkha recitation, there are two kinds. The sutta, it means the text which monks should recite. There are two kinds of texts. Okay, one is ovata patimokkha. And now it's called, the next is Anapatimokkha. Means the, and Ovada is the, how it's called, the exhortation, which is a text, which only the Buddhists recite. So Anapatimokkha, it is the command, which the Buddha put down to recite the whole Patimokkha as a text. It's called, what the rules do I have today? This can be recited only by the savakas, by the disciples, not by the Buddha. Buddhas usually recite only the Ovada Patimokkha.
他说这个地方说的戒经呢，就是送巴蒂摩卡里边送这些又分有两种，就是有一种是教戒巴蒂摩卡，另一种是那个威灵巴蒂摩卡。但是那个教戒巴蒂摩卡呢，只有诸佛才可以送，就是说只有诸佛在世的时候由诸佛送出来。然后那个威灵巴蒂摩卡就是我们现在所有的这个戒经，就是我们现在有这个巴蒂摩卡里边包括那个佛陀所制定的主要戒条。而这个威灵巴蒂摩卡只有诸弟子，就是佛陀声闻弟子才可以送。如果诸佛在世的时候，他是佛本身他是不送这个，只有弟子才可以送。
Okay, now in this case, when we want to recite the Patimokkha as a text, we actually recite the Anapatimokkha, what the Buddha put down as a command. Ana means a command that we should recite this every 15 days or 14 days, and that we should keep the observe all these rules which are included in this Patimokkha text.
大家可以关于长讲这个，大家可以看那个《依霍多陀》第十五页，《依霍多陀》第十五页的第二三段，就是以尊者们那些僧团圣母说的方式所说的，还有那就是这段。然后这长老刚才重复说了一遍，就这个地方说的巴蒂摩诃，就专指这个威灵巴蒂摩诃，因为我们现在这件事，佛陀不在世，就是你的诸佛弟子在世的事情。
Now the way the other upasata sakari, now this sangha upasata would do the sangha upasata ceremony for when the whole sangha, more than four monks can assemble. But what about other upasatas, where there are only three monks? How we should do it? I will explain.
下面就是这个，因为这里说的四个人或者四个人以上僧团，那个就是以这种方式那个进行卧萨他。那么如果是四个人以下的话，应该怎么办？这长老现在要进行解释。
So now, if there are only three monks reciting, in the monastery during the posada day, they have to, they can't recite the Patimokkha. They have only to confess to each other, and get rid of the offenses, and after they have to go to the Sima, inside the Sima, sit down and put a motion means nyati, which they have to tell, let us recite each other, or announce each other their own purity. And after that, the senior monk has to tell that I am pure, to the junior monk, the junior monk says to them, to each other and so forth, they are pure and so forth. This is what is conducted without any Patimokkha text.
比方说只有两三个人的情况下，如果说只有两个或者三个人的情况下，那么首先你们应该那个对称之后，然后大家一起来到戒场，那个在戒场里面，然后在那个有一个人提出动议，说让我们那个互相宣告清净，并且一年为清净。然后他们就开始那个宣告清净，就像他这里说，尊者们，我清净，请你们意识我清净。然后这样像这种那个五百三十三的方式，跟那个巴蒂摩卡的这个文本是没有任何关系的，不完全不需要巴蒂摩卡的文本。
这个书籍一定要在那个戒场里面送吧。
So he's asking that even this kind of parisuddhi upasata must be done in the Sima, right?
Yes, maybe the same.
如果在城市里面，就三个比丘出去说经有事，无波沙他是到了，在城市里面，就像我们肯定只做一个无界场，做界场不可能来得及的，做无界场肯定做那个城市划区的界场，就是这样。
So he is asking that, for example, if three people are now living in the city, so now they should make about the same of Gama Sima, like that, in the city, and then immediately do this Parisuddhi opposite. Is it like that?
Yes. So then if they have a Bata Sima, they can go inside the Bata Sima, and this ensures that they are not connected with the Gama Sima. So if they are connected with the Gama Sima, they have to take the Chanta Parisuddhi from other monks who are inside the Gama Sima. Or they have to come together with the other Gama, the monks who are in the Gama Sima to make the Patimokkha together. In that case now, if there are three monks only, and there are other monks in the Gama Sima, they themselves stay in the Gama Sima. Three monks stay in the Gama Sima. And other monks are only in the Gama Sima. So they have to join together, you know, to make the Patimokkha. Or they have to bring the Chanta Parisuddhi of the other Gama Sima monks.
Uh-huh.
As of what to do, as called, if they want to do only three monks.
Uh-huh.
So then, this is how safe way to prevent all these problems to have a Bata Sima. Once you have a Bata Sima, three monks can go inside the Bata Sima,
uh-huh.
and other monks who are in the Gama Sima, no problem.
Uh-huh.
Understand?
Uh-huh.
So therefore, now, three monks who want to make the Parisuddhi Posita, they have to go to the Sima and do it, in the Bata Sima. That is a safe place for them. So, otherwise they fall into offense if they don't bring the Chanta Parisuddhi from other monks who are outside the Bata Sima. Understand?
Understand. Okay. 张老师是这样的，就是说，如果说那个城里边还是有界限的话，最好还是有界限上做。如果在无界限上的话，你要保证你在这个无界限上所在这个区域，没有其他山的部分人。或者说有香山的入身人，但是你们都集合在一起了，已经把所有香山入身人都集合一起了。或者虽然你们没有集合到一起，但是他们已经把自己的欲和心念，他们所有的这些那个不在场的人都已经把自己的那个欲和心念带来了，就可以了。
我觉得还是要结一个那个世尊的一个戒，我不定戒，还是要先结一个。
对，要结不定戒，要结不定戒，然后你还要去他宣传一下，就是在这个不定戒之内的所有上的物比库他们的情况怎么样？
如果说我送好了，好，其中一个人说，哎，那里好像附近有一个比库。那就是犯恶作而已的，这个送还是结束了，没事。
So he's asking that, so now for example, three bhikkhus in the city, and made a Bata Sima in the a Gama Sima, just Gama Sima in the city, and then they did this Parisuddhi Upasata. But then after the Upasata recitation, they find in our Gama Sima there's another bhikkhu. So is their Upasata valid? Or if it is not valid, do these people fall into any offense like that?
Without the knowledge, of course, they don't fall into offense.
Without knowledge, they don't.
Without the knowledge, they don't fall into offense.
Uh-huh.
But if they already know that there is another people, they do it deliberately,
uh-huh.
in spite of that,
uh-huh.
they fall into offense.
But is their post valid or not?
It is valid.
It is valid.
It is valid.
Uh-huh.
So then, because they did not know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So then,
说如果说你们不那个不知道的话，然后那个你们那个乌波萨塔有效，然后你也没有犯任何罪，就是说不知道，然后事后才发现乌波萨塔有效，然后你们也不犯任何罪。但是如果说事先知道，然后继续做乌波萨塔，乌波萨塔还是有效，但是你们都通通犯恶作。
那我可以这样理解，我们三个在那个城市基本上没有难的，就我们自己三个人说同意啊，送就开始结一个不定义的这个村庄借好，我们就送。就是走一个程序送好去结束，也没有向后面去搞别人了，反正后面知道了你们说不算嘛，就是说这个程序走了。
你的意思是不需要去确认是吧？
对，他就说完全可以忽略，就是大概估计一下。
你
那怎么确认吧？
He said that for example in the city it is very difficult to verify that whether in this Gama Sima there's any other Theravada bhikkhu or not.So with this sense of uncertainty, can they do this?
They can do it because they have no evidence, but because they don't do it out of disrespect,
uh-huh.
disrespect to the rule,
uh-huh.
they make it because there is no way to find out.
No way to find out.
So in that case now, they should not just stand there and do nothing.
Uh-huh.
They can make the Patimokkha.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, later on they find out,
mm-hmm.
okay, the Patimokkha recitation is running,
mm-hmm.
and then next time do they have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Next time to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they don't fall into any offense. Main thing is they should make an effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they, for example, they do it out of this retreat, who don't care,
mm-hmm.
what the other monks are in this district of the city and so forth. You can't check the whole city, but the district you are,
uh-huh.
at least there is some possibility to check.
Uh-huh.
Maybe to call the police people, the police office and so forth, the police station.
Mm-hmm.
So, and found out, because now police station, sometimes they know,
mm-hmm.
Or some official office and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Tourist office like that, maybe.
Okay.
So, but even then,
mm-hmm.
it is not reliable because these people might be ignorant.
Yes.
So, except if you have a satellite,
mm-hmm.
a Google satellite, and check how you are. So, so then enter the house in Google satellite and find out whether there is a monk sitting there with a rope, Theravada rope.
It's not rule, it's military satellite, I think. 张老师是这样的，就是说你在那做之前，但是你至少就是说你可以那样做，但是你在那样做前，你至少做出一个努力，去确认说你至少得做出一个，就是说在你力所能及范围内做出一个努力，就是确认我所在的区域到底有没有闪到庇护。他刚才给出几个建议，比方说你可以去打电话给公安局，也可以打电话给政府有关部门。甚至如果说您是可以依靠谷歌卫星的话，然后搜一下这个区域下有没有人生的庇护，那至少就是在你力所能及范围做出努力，在你尽了你最大努力之后，仍然找不到那个三山都不庇护的话，你们去就照样进行，然后你们进行之后，事后又发现啊，其实还是山都庇护，那你们的那个卧槽仍然有效，然后你们不犯任何罪。
这个不定界的界场啊，就那个市政界场，这个不定界界场，
嗯。
就是我决议说，哦，这个区域就是不定界，就结束了，是吧？结界的话，
那个是不需要结界的。我们以前讲过，那个是不需要结界，就是它是按照人们已经认识到界了，就是地图上那么画的，它是那个界，那就是那个界。
哦，
连决议都不需要结。
我要三个人就说我们在这个区，我们就说这个是我们不定。
你连决议都不需要结，这就是界场，然后这就是
哦、
直接就
开始送。
对，直接就是界场，根本连决议都不需要决议。
那现在我们说的是三个人的情况。
对。
不会还有个什么决议的
啊？对，
就一个人的话，
决议他决议的不是现场，决议的是卧槽他日。
对，一个人的话
啊，
那他直接在区域，就像你说的，不用结界的，我直接在这里一个人，只要做出努力，我差不多问同嘛，就同的那个尊者或者我说你们在不在这个区的？
嗯，
有人回复我不在，那我就确定就不在，我就一个人开始在那里送那个清净就可以了，决议一下就可以了，是不是这个情况
？So he is asking about Aditana卧槽。Is it also the same? That,
yes, it's the same.
Same?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't do it and so forth. If you are in the district of the city, you know that the other Theravada monks are more.
Uh-huh.
You can't sit in your place and so forth, make any time.
Uh-huh.
You have to join with them,
uh-huh.
Come into contact with them and find out.
Uh-huh.
Whether they are willing to come to your Vihara or you can go to the Vihara and join to the Vihara. So you can't do it in your, or you have to change the district, go to different district, and so whatever,
okay.
another city, another part of the city, to make it your arita.
张老师就是在决议时候也那个在决议卧槽的时间也要注意，就是他跟城市里边，如果你能联系上，他能比快要联系一下。就是他如果能联系上的话，你要确认一下是不是你能去他地方，或者他能来你的地方，大家一块做卧槽。甚至有的时候你就需要换一个区，比方说你在浦东区，他在什么闵行区，你要换一个区过去，这个也是要求的。那你要
说，一开始在讲结界的时候，就是说这个界场如果事后发现这个界场出现问题了，
啊，
那么界场所做的干妈全部作废。当时原来不是这么讲
啊，对。
那现在怎么为什么又讲，
不
可以，只是忏悔一下，
就是没有忏悔，最重
啊，对，最重要。为什么这是矛盾的？
是不是就是
？So he is asking that.You remember the Gyaldo incident that reordination. So in that case, they also discovered that the Sima is invalid afterwards. But in that case, that Vinayakama is considered the invalid. But that is also about the Sima. But in this case, this Gama Sima is also about the Sima. But you said afterwards, if somebody has entered the Sima, this Vinayakama is still considered valid.
So why it is inconsistent?
It's not consistent because actually in that case,
mm-hmm.
the sima was already become invalid. Invalid. The sima itself become invalid because of this connection with the lamp, no?
Mm-hmm.
With the gamma sima.
Mm-hmm.
So and the vinayakama itself
mm-hmm.
become invalid because of the sima was invalid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
temporary.
Mm-hmm.
But in that case, no, it's strict.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
So it is because one monk was did not give his chanta parisuddha.
Oh.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
he did not. You do not include in your into your group.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why now, because of not knowing that he was there,
mm-hmm.
as called, he did not give the chanta.
Mm-hmm.
So your as called vinaya becomes valid
mm-hmm.
because the ground that you did not know it. That another
monk
is. He didn't give the chanta parisuddha.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the sima itself doesn't become invalid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 他说水上戒场的情况是不同的情况。他说水上戒场的话，你只要跟陆地，你只要跟陆地相连，这个戒场本身就失效了。戒场本身失效，在戒场里，就像在戒场里边，就像一切干嘛都失效。但是他刚刚说的那个情况，比方说你在那个区里边有另外一个人，或者说有另外一个人路，另外一个比丘路过。 那这个情况，这个情况戒场本身没有失效，只是这个人他应该给予和清净，或者说他应该来参加乌巴萨，他没有参加。你的戒场仍然是你的戒场仍然是你的戒场仍然那个有效性仍然是有的。所以这个情况下，而且因为你只是因为不知道，所以没有加入那个人，所以说不但干嘛有效，而且也没有犯任何罪。
如果要是双方都不知道，就是说对方的存在，然后他们先做的就是说要那乌巴萨，而我们后来的。
又是水也有效，水有效。
只要你不知道对方，就不管是你们双方都不知道，只要是你不知道他的存在，那你的就是有效的，你的就是有效的。
但如果他先做了五波斯拉，是不是他的有效也不行？都在同一个区域。
你只要你不知道他存在就行。这长老，你和长老说并不矛盾。长老说只要你不知道他的存在，你做你的根本不影响你做你的，就是这个意思。
他的意思是说，两个戒区是不是有重合？
也有重合戒就是。对。 So he's asking that, so for example, if two groups of monks who don't know each other in the same district, the same gamma sima, but then they did hosa at the same time, does that mean this sima becomes invalid and the whole vinayakama becomes invalid? Yes, the gamma sima becomes invalid because the two different groups of monks are doing hosa together. Doing was separately. Is it because of this? This sima becomes invalid.
The sima doesn't become valid, but it is if they do it deliberately.
Not deliberately. They don't know each other.
Do not know each other.
Yes.
So. This is now. Okay. See, it depends on the number of the monks. Now, for example, if there are four monks in one group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another four monks in another group.
Mm-hmm.
They do it without knowing that actually they are other monks in the same district.
Yes.
So the sima itself does not become invalid.
Mm-hmm.
It is sometimes it's called vakakama. Vakakama,
mm-hmm.
They fall into dukkata. If they know it, it's called, usually if they know it, they fall into dukkata.
Mm-hmm. If
so
they don't
know. Vakakama because they don't bring the chanta parisuddha of other monks.
Mm-hmm.
It is chanta parisuddhi which actually makes the vinaya kama invalid in the sense that as called is adhamma kama and vaka kama.
Mm-hmm.
Vaka kama, no, adhamma kama is it is vaka kama which is incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
They become incomplete as called because by not bringing the chanta parisuddhi vada
mm-hmm.
they fall into dukkha offense.
Yes, but
that that vinayakam becomes somehow
incomplete,
valid, but because I call it, they fall into dukkha offense because they are incomplete, because
okay.
You bring the chanta parisuddhi one hour.
Yes, but they fall into dukkha offense only if they do it deliberately, not if they
yeah,
don't.
It is usually deliberate.
Okay.
If they don't know and so forth, it does not mention anything like that.
Okay. 张老师这么说，你那种情况是戒场是有效，那戒场有效的，然后如果双方都不知道对方存在的话，
干嘛也是有效的，而且没有任何罪。但是如果说双方是故意这么做的话，那个都犯恶作，全体都犯恶作，就是这样。
It's called vagaka。
这种称为不
完整的。incomplete vinaka, incomplete, because they don't bring the chanda position for them。
这种称为不完整的干嘛？就是说这个就干嘛不完整，但是仍然有效。
So then, in order to avoid these things and so forth, you usually have to check。
为了避免这种情况发生，我们还是需要那个在举行干嘛之前还是要那个。
But sometimes it's possible. Now, when I was in Singapore also,there were there's one on Branch Meditation Center.
Visuddha Center. Not
Visuddha, there is another one also, which is it is run. That is actually Visuddha. It is he stays for a long time in Singapore. He hardly visits the Pauk Center in Monami. But these monks who stay in the other center are directly from Monami. They come directly from Monami. The Pauk disciples, so they stay in that center. So then, therefore, we have been how many monks for the Katina ceremony? Because they come for the Katina sometimes. And we have been how many monks? Yes, we have been about 4 months together. So then, there were 3 months for that monastery, and we have to go from Visuddha meditation center. We have to go 2 months, me and Visuddha. We have to join them. And then now I asked them, now in this district, where are there any other monks? And one of these monks, he was a Singaporean monk. Singaporean. And he told me, we can't find out. Now, as far as we know, there is no Theravada temple in this district where. The next Theravada temple is far away in different district. Okay. Because he's been born in Singapore himself, Singapore. There is no temple. On that ground, we know for sure that there are no Theravada monks. But, again, we can't be 100% sure if by accident, for example, there is a guest monk somewhere in the house of a lay people. If by accident, just the people invite me while we reside in the Patimokkha, by accident, the lay people invite another Theravada monk to drink somehow tea in the house. They invite me just for tea. And while we reside in the Patimokkha, that monk drinks tea in the house of the living with the same district. So we can't check this. It is beyond our control. So therefore now, we understood that there is, you can't have control over these things, and we recite the Padma. Of course, later we do not find that there was another one. How to check it later. But even so, even we have found out. So the Patimokkha we have the ceremony we have conducted cannot become invalid. We might fall into, for example, into dukkha offense by not breaking the Chanda Parisuddhi of another monk who drinks tea in the house of the other people. So then, but the Patimokkha recitation that it itself doesn't become invalid.
这张亮自己举例子，就是张亮这次去那个去新加坡的时候呢，他说这张有个功德一的仪式，然后功德一是仪式也是一个干嘛，然后他和道成尊者那个韦斯道禅院中心应该只有两个人，就是他和道成尊者。
The other monks are Buddhist monks.
Yes.
Buddhist monks. There was only Singaporean monk. Again, he was also in the Mount in Boxer.
道成尊者韦斯道禅院中心只有他和那个道成尊者两个人，然后所以他们为了参加这个仪式，就必须去那个新加坡另外一个帕瓦中心。那个帕瓦中心有三个人，一个新加坡人，两个缅甸，一个新加坡比库，两个缅甸比库，然后他们五个人就聚到一起，然后他们在做这个仪式之前，然后他就问那个新加坡的比库，他说，你知道我们现在做功德一，因为他们没有戒戒场，也是无戒戒场，他说你知道我们做伽马这个区域没上到这个比库，他说就这个事情很难100%确定，但据我所知是没有，然后他们就以这个新加坡的这个比库所说的为依据，然后就举行了伽马。他说但是实际上虽然说当然最后他们事后也没有发现说这个区域还有任何现在任何上头比库，他说但是实际上这个事情是很难控制的，你比方说在这个区域里边一个就是请就另外在这个期间请一上头比库说不会喝一杯茶，然后又走了，这种事情但你我们也不知既不知道然后也没法控制，但是说即使是发现这种事情发生的，即使是发现真有这种事情发生，他们这伽马也仍然是有效的，
就像那个情书的路过或什么的， 它在你不知道的情况下都是有效的吧？
对，都是有效的，然后也无罪。
如果我在又好一个区域很小的，我们有护持的，我上网问了，护持说，哎，正好有个比库在那里传法今天，那这个比库说我不能来参加你们的。我不怎么
让
对，愈合清净，我想问的问题出来了。
对，
愈合清净，他要告诉你吧？
对，
是电话可以通过，还是你一定要派一个比库过去到他面前？他不说啊，我不能来参加，你再回来跑来跑去，还是电话直接事情就说就结束？
So he's asking that, now for example, they are going to do this vinayakarma in the district of the city, but they have found out that there's another bhikkhu in the same district.But because of some duties, he cannot join the Vinayakarma that day. So he's asking that, how can that be, if that bhikkhu is far away, can that bhikkhu bring his own Chandaparisuddhi through telephone? Or they have to send the bhikkhu to that bhikkhu's place and take the Chandaparisuddhi and then come back?
So, yes, through telephone...
Computer?
Yes. Usually, it is done within a monk has to be sent to his place. Those is what is instructed in the Buddha's time, okay? Because it doesn't have the facility of sending to have the word of the monk in written form or in a.Verbal form. In the Buddha's time, there was no way to get this, what's called, the monk's word in written form or what's called verbal form.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, in what we found, the Pali text, that one monk had to be sent to that Sikh monk who can't come. Let's say if he's Sikh for some other reason, he can't come. And then the other monks have to wait. Wait, till the other monk, it's called the conveyor, it's called conveyor, the messenger. He goes,maybe half an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, goes and comes back and so forth, and the other ones have to wait. So, and this is usually done in the early morning before the Patimokkha recitation starts. So this monk has to be dispatched early morning till he can return, maybe after lunch he might return. So, and then the monk can start the Patimokkha recitation after lunch, as soon as that monk returns. So this is the procedure.This is the traditional way, but regarding now this SMS sending and so forth, I've never thought about that.
but maybe in China, in the future, we will meet this situation, so I ask you this question.
Yes, I have to think about how much I have to check, because... I have to check. Because it is just a minor thing, because main thing is that we get his consent, no, the monk's consent. He tells us, okay, carry on with your apostle, and we can carry on. That is the main point. But another point is that he has to make confession. Like if he wants to make confession, if he has fallen into offenses, he wants a confession.That confession, of course, can't be done by SNS sending. Okay? Because it is a question and answer method. He has to be somehow, another monk has to go and take his confession. What's called, in the presence of another monk, confession should be done. Only to send his chanda parisuddhi is different. Because he has not only to send his consent, he has to send his parisuddhi, that he is pure.Pure means he has no offenses. Alright? And then, if he has offenses, and he wants to confess, of course, you can't do that by SNS. That's for sure. So, therefore now, if we can trust that the other monk is already pure, then you can start the Patimokkha state. Because as the Buddha tells, we can start, any monk who participates,or sends his parisuddhi, his chanda, he should send out his parisuddhi that he is pure. That's called, if he, that monk who is, cannot be conducted, if he sends only his consent, and he sends parisuddhi, supposedly parisuddhi, although it is not parisuddhi, then that monk falls in love. if he is not pure, he has all the offenses, and he tells, I am pure. Then he falls into offenses. One is musabada, and another is called because he, he already, Sandhya Parisuddhi means like being present. He was like participating in the Patimokkha. So therefore, because he is on offense, he is called Sahapatiko. And Sahapatiko and so forth can't send his Parisuddhi. Therefore now he forms another offense, Dukkha offense, by sending his Parisuddhi. So Musavada is one, and another thing, by sending his Parisuddhi, also he is not pure, he is a plus Dukkha. So then, but that doesn't interfere with the Patimokkha recitation. We can carry on the Patimokkha recitation. It is that monk who forms the Musavada into plus Dukkha offense. It is not we. So, anyway, now, in both cases, now, he can send SMS, okay, but if he wants to make confession, so he has to, the other monk should be present to make the confession. So that is the way. So I can judge, but even that, to send consent with SMS, I have not investigated this case. I have to investigate. But I can send it, your consent by SMS. I have not investigated. I have to say the text again, what the text said.
但是后面我的理解最好翻译面怕我理解错他说两种情况如果是这种一个比库是清静的话有可能MSN可以成立不清静的话一定要派一个人过去先忏罪再带地狱是这个概念但是我听曹先生这么多人都想知道行那他那你刚说他那个是对的就是说如果说他是清静的话
然后也没有研究这种他需要先进一步研究这人本身的特殊结论然后他说但是如果说那个人他并不清静他需要先签签签签所有对忏的话那你必须派一个人当面对忏才可以这个这个对忏一定要当面做的然后他说然后比方说那个人明明如果说那个人明明知道自己有罪然后却却却那个说说妄语说说说发发发个短信过来说说说我清静那这样说他犯两个罪第一个是说妄语罪第二个你送了这个你不自己清静送我去之后等于说你在场了那有就是说你是一个有罪的身份在场这个本身犯恶作就是你等于这有罪身份才能干嘛犯恶作所以说你这样这样做的话你就通通是犯两个罪
那我不知道他无效了有效照样有效我猜他照样有效因为那是你自己的事情那是你自己然后其他人其他人的欲求清净并没有
电话或者邮件或者MSN或者譬如什么东西乱七八糟的东西啊。他带过了一语，其实这个人是不清醒的，他自己犯错的话、犯恶作的话，他自己都不知道，而且这个都无效了，所以说要等班内一个确定消息。
So he said he is waiting for the result of your investigation. He's waiting for the result of your investigation on this SMS message.
Maybe next year or two years later, I go back to. China?
Okay.
Yes, some bandit comes.
I will make sure within 2 years we'll get the reply.
So he's asking that can this messenger be a layperson? A messenger of this China Parisuddhi, this conveyor, can it be a layperson?
No.
It must be big.
还有就是他这个戒在戒前要戒戒嘛，对，就需不需要戒戒？就是无戒戒。
So he's asking that is it necessary for a bodhisattva to do the samohan? A bodhisattva is it necessary? Samohan.
Samohan.
Is it necessary? Is it necessary for a bad thing, for example, you take some place as the Ramasim, is it necessary to do this samohan?
Yes, I don't already know.
Yeah.
Now, if it is a virgin land, which we are 100% sure, there was no any Theravada monastery there. There were no Theravada bhikkhus.
Mm.
So, in that case, you don't need to make any samuhana bhikkhus. Now, this samuhana is made to remove doubts. In case there was a monastery there, it was called a sima there. So, in case, to remove uncertainty. So, sometimes, there was no monastery there, there was no sima. But we make the samuhana to remove any doubts, to clean the ground, and after only to make a new authorization of the new sima. But the place is called, we are 100% sure there was no Theravada monastery there. So then we can start making the authorizing the sima directly.
So whether we do this samuhana or not is regardless of whether it is bada sima or abada sima, it's regardless of that. So the only concern is whether there used to be Theravada or not.
Yes, that is the reason.
Okay.
There is another reason.
Okay.
To remove any doubts that there was previously another Theravada sima there.
他说结不结界这个问题跟有界界场无界界场没有关系，只是我们只管你那个地方是不是之前有没有上到过，之前有没有过界场。这是关键问题，只要你认为那地方哪怕有可能有界场，那你就要随心解地。如果你认为那地方绝对没有可能有，之前绝对没有任何别的界场，那你就不小心解。
Because the rule is the Buddha prohibited to combine one sima with another, no? And also to overlap sima with another, overlapping sima with another sima. So then if there is already there a sima, we are not sure. Therefore now it's better to cancel that sima. And then, make a new sima, which is not combining with old sima, or it's not overlapping another sima. Then we don't fall into offense. And then the sima also doesn't become invalid.
所以说那个，所以那个，因为这个事情，佛陀在讲那个界场石化的时候，有讲过那个界场是不能连接、不能重叠的。所以说我们那个如果不能确定这个地方之前有没有旧界场，所以就最好一切要进行解决，因为那个界场一旦连接或者重叠的话，那个界场就是那个无效的。
Tell the time. Later, later. If the time comes, you tell, because I can't see. So now we'll go to the next, what's it called about? Parisuddhi Upasata. Okay. Yes, we explain about the Upasatas now.
Mm-hmm.
But this Parisuddhi Upasata can be done in other cases. It is not only for opposite purposes, can be done for the Pavaranadi. Pavaranadi is. So then,
So then, let's see that this is the
monks, they took the first three months retreat. They took this. And then in the end of that, they make a Pavaranadi. So during these 3 months, some monks might have broken their ends here. Okay. Now, in that case, they can't make Pavarna on the Pavaranadi. Okay. So, but they have to make parisuddhi. For them it will be parisuddhi upasata. They have to declare the parisuddhi in front of all the monks who already make pavarna. In the end of the pavarna, they have to declare the parisuddhi in front of all the monks. That is another way how parisuddhi upasata can be done. There are 2 monks, of course.
Or two, three monks
and so on.
庄老师跟大家解释这个第十五页倒数第三段，那个，此中在四个月大自，在四个月大自寺，也就是以入或后那个未入后语缘居者，或者破语缘居者。那么这个时候，大家知道，就是说，如果说你这个缘居你都没有破语缘居的话，那么到最后你是到自资日的时候，你不需要做五菩萨，你可以直接跟大家自资就可以了。然后，但是对这种那个你没有正常入语缘居，或者说你在缘居当中破了语缘居的话。 那这个时候你不能参加自资，那你只能做这个。然后你们如果是两个人或到三个人的话，那你们就做这个那个清净无波萨就可以。这也是做清净无波萨的一种情况。
So the same way,
it is for monks who want to take the second rinzir. So on the Pavarna day, they can't make Pavarna themselves. Okay, not Pavarna day, as called, after 3 months, they have to give the Parisuddhi in front of other monks. That is also Parisuddhi process. It can be one monk, two monks, or three monks. Therefore, they have to declare the Parisuddhi in front of the Pavarna monks.
Even one monk, they have to declare.
Yeah, even one monk.
He said, 他说是这样的，就是说还有，因为语言就分两种语言就前语言就后语言句。前语言句的人在前语言句入了语言句，并且并没有后语言句可以正常进行自字。入了后语言句的人，那个在前语言句的人举行自字的时候，你也要那个去那个像僧团宣布自己的清净。那么这样的话，有这么几种情况：人破了语言句的，没有正常入语言句，或者入了后语言句，这些人，比方说你们的人数是一个、两个或者三个的话，哪怕只有一个。你们也要对僧团去宣布自己的清净，用这个地方说的巴利文就是尊者们，我清净，请你们意识我清净。
The same way, if let's see, there were four or five monks in the monastery. They undertake it's called five monks of the monastery, and four monks, okay, they undertake the second vasa, the second means the later vasa. One monk only undertakes the early vasa. Okay. So now the four monks who undertook the second vasa, they finish, as called, about November. Remember, this is second pavarna. They have to make the second pavarna. Now the other monk, he already, as called, he already makes the pavarna on the
October.
His pavarna, October.
October.
But on the after 1 month, he has called now. When the other monks they make Bhavarna, in that case, because he is lonely, he can't make the Patimokkha recitation himself. He has to join with other Bhavarna monks and give his Parisuddhi. This is how also Parisuddhi can be done in that case.
张老师还有另外一种情况，比方说一个寺庙里边有五个出家人。但其中里边只有一个人入了，就是正常的入了前语言句，其他四个人入了后语言句。那然后前语言句大概在十月份就结束了。然后十月份结束之后呢，这一个入前语言句的旅客，他自个儿做了自字。然后其他那个四个入后语言句的人对他信不信？但是到了11月份，那个后语言句也结束了。然后那四个入后语言句的人，他们在那里做自字的事儿。这个时候，那个入前语言句的人，他不能一个人在那里送那个送巴蒂，那个一个人就一个波萨塔，他必须加入那四个人，然后在他们自责的时候，对那四个人宣布自己清净。
So another case is how to make the Parisuddhi Bodhisattva. It is now let's see in one monastery there are 10 monks, okay? So and then when these monks recite the Patimokkha. They finish reciting Patimokkha. And then whether they have got up, went outside and so forth, in that moment, other monks arrive, 5 monks arrive. So, and 5 monks, or can be 10 monks who arrive, who are equal number or lesser
less
number.
Less
okay?
Okay.
So all these monks who arrived later, they have to give the Parisuddhi to the monks who already finished the Patimokkha recitation.
Okay. 还有一种需要那个做清净的这个情况，就是比方说一个寺庙里边有十个礼库，然后这十个礼库呢在乌波萨塔这儿送戒已经送完了，但是他们送完之后还是送完之后当天 ，this must be the same day 呢
，same day
送完之后当天，然后如果有五个就是如果有另外一些礼库，有十个人以下的礼库。十个人以下的比库，他们那个在这个原来寺院的比库已经送完戒的情况下到达这个寺院，还是在乌萨塔日，那这个时候那个这些客比库们，他必须对这些都闹主这些比库那个去宣布自己清净。
So therefore, we have different ways how this Parisuddhi Bodhisattva can be carried on. Okay.
所以说这个清净乌萨塔的方式有很好多种情况。
那就后来的比库。他在这个寺院里面就不再送乌萨塔了。
那一天，
对，
那一天不需要再做了。
就是说 我后来呢，他们一做好了，我就跟他说，我清清。
对。
后批就不做了，就结束。
当天不做了，对，当天不做了。
人数必须超啊、嗯！
人数必须等于或者是少于那个原先那个次元啊，原先那个次元。
多余还要自己再送一次。
So he's asking, what if the guest monks number is bigger than the original monks?
Yes, that is the case when they have to start again from the beginning recitation, the Patimokkha recitation.
Together.
Together, all the monks have to come together and recite together.
所有人一起诵诵，重新再诵一遍。
重新再诵一遍。
对。
就说一个戒场同一天可以诵两到三次了。
对。
嗯。
就不停来人，你不停的诵。
但是那很少很少，你想你
对对
你那十个人，他必须十一个人过来。
肯定要通知一下。
对。
你要去上人家，你告诉那个前提是大于还是大于的。
大于。
啊，
大于和小于等于是不一样。小于等于是只是要那个念清楚。
So then, now in all these cases, what I explained to the Pavarande, or in that case when equal or lesser monks come, now the way they recite the sentence, the formula they recite, is very simple. They have to tell each other, what's called Parisuddha Aham Avuso Bande, Parisuddha Tamandare. Bande or Avuso, I am pure. May you understand that I am pure. Very simple. But there is another way how to make the Parisuddha process together. The three marks. They have to make a jnati, motion.
Okay.
And then only will tell Parisuddha aham bande Parisuddha dimandare. For 3 months.
Three marks, or even 2 months are not allowed?
No. 2 months, they are not allowed to give jnati.
Jnati, okay. 他说那个张老师，如果这个情况，就还有一种情况，就是比方说是确定是三个比库，就在同一个寺院做菩萨塔，两个比库都不行，必须三个比库，也不能是四个比库，必须是三个比库在同一个寺院做菩萨塔的话，他们可以用这种那个只宣告清净的方法，也可以只送那个巴蒂摩卡的那个东译部分，念一个东译，然后就再宣布清净，就是巴蒂摩卡东译部分是可以念。
So now the nyatitis.It is said in Kagavidran, if you see, Sunatu me ayasmanta, ajuposat chatu daso panaraso, yatayasmantana taktakala, mahan, anyamanyat parisudyuposat angariya. This is the nyati. It is said in the school. That, you can translate this, that venerable sirs, let the venerable sirs listen to me. Today is your posata on the 14th or the 15th. If there is a proper time for the venerable ones, may we make a mutual Parisuddha Posata. Parisuddha Posata, that is all. Anyamanya means to each other. Parisuddha Posata to each other. Anyamanya, or mutual.
Okay. Mandy, can you repeat the last sentence again? The last sentence of the Yati?
Anyamanya means me, if there is a proper time, Yatayasmantana Patakalan, if there is a proper time for the venerable ones, may we make a Parisuddha Posada, a mutual.
Okay.
A mutual Parisuddha Posada or Parisuddha Posada to each other.
Okay. 张老师他那个我们开始我看那个马西德森者说他上面有一个续诵，但是那个续诵是指那个正常的，也就是四个人以上的那个四个人或者四个人以上的那个续诵。他说实际上这个如果是那个做清净无波萨塔的时候，如果你要念那个你念那个续诵的话，最后一句那个最后一句要改一下，就是第一句那个尊者们请僧那个应该不是请僧团听我说，而是说请尊者们听我说，因为三个人是不能称之为僧团的，而尊者们请尊者们听我说，然后今天是十四日或者十五日无波萨塔。如果尊者们已到事实，我们应互相举行清净无波萨塔，然后也不能后没有最后那句诵巴蒂摩卡，就大体是一样的，就是把那个僧团要改成尊者们，然后举行无波萨塔改成那个互相举行那个清净无波萨塔。
说我想问一下，就是如果有两批人来哈，他比如说一开始三个人他说清楚了乌萨卡，那么中间后第一批人他加入以后呢，这个时候四个人，四个人以后呢，这四个人以后呢，后面又来一个人，那是五个人，那么这五个人的话，这样他原来是做清楚乌萨卡，是不是要改成做四个人以上的那种乌萨卡？
你的意思是正在做的时候，还是说做完以后？
做完以后加入，这是两批人加入，第一批人加入这个时候，第一批人加入是没问题的，是他还是清净。
不是，第一批人下去就已经是僧团，和那个五个人是一样的。
对，他因为一开始是三个人嘛，三个人有一个人加入，第一批人有一个人加入，有一个人加入那还是清净，还是要清净，虽然是四个人，但是第二批又加入，这个时候是五个人，五个人的话是不是要重新做？
So he's asking that, for example, three monks, they have done this participative upasada together and finished. Then another monk from another monastery could come. And then what should this monk do? What should this monk do? And then yet another monk come. What should this second monk do?
So this monk should give the parisuddhi upasada to these three monks.
To this three months.从那个真的，如果说对，重新送八地方，对，这
送八地方，五三个人也没关系，因为是投
资的。Principle is here, if they are less or equal, then they have to give the parisuddhi to the other monk. If they are more, they have to decide the body.
But if there, for example, if there is only one monk who is doing this aditana will host it, but then another two monks come.In this case, there still is not a sangha. So,
then, of course, now, still no sangha, but they have to come together
and do parisuddhi.
It's called to make parisuddhi together.
Oh, okay. 所以说这个地方公式是这样的，就是说你比方说你原住的僧团，如果说你新来的僧团比你跟原住僧团相比数量相等或者是小于的话，那么就是你新来这部分人，你对原住人宣布自己清净可以了。如果说新来这部分人数量比原住人多的话，那你们重新集合。如果说那个如果重新集合之后，如果人数多于四个，那或者等于四个，那你就重新送一把你们话。如果说是两个或者三个还是或者怎样，那就是按照清净把你们话来做。
So then, after putting the nyati, there are three monks. So then, they start from the senior monk, and he has to tell parisuddhi anavasu parisuddhi mandareta. I'm pure. May you understand that I'm pure. The same way with the junior monk, it should be the same. Should be the same.
这个地方大家可以看那个《依惑度陀》第十五页，就是这张老师解释除了自私外，这些其他事情就住比丘光送闻八地菩萨，这些比丘未出故有些已出，有些或所以比丘已出过三藏有相相等或较少说可比丘众来，他们应对他们如所说相是，如所说方式恶告为清净。然后他下面一三段是张老爷已经讲过了，就是由此而行混沌陀，互相告别，有所作而有保留和不留白两种，就是说可以送那个去送，也可以不送那个去送，东夷那个不是去送，是东夷。
So now this procedure can last only for three months, maybe 10 minutes, they can finish it.
就是 3 months, 10 minutes.
Yes, just
putting
yaki and it's maybe less.
他说，即使是用留白的方式，就是说即使是送那个东西的话，然后三个人一起做那个清净卧蚕，大概也就十分钟或者十分钟以内做完了。
两个人是不需要清净的。
两个人做不需要东西，就直接那个
清净。直接清净。
对，不是三个人也不需要，只是你如果想做想念的话，就可以念那个东西。
But of course, the, some of these preliminary duties should also be done. Mm-hmm. For example, they have to sweep the place, put some seats, and put some water. These things have to be done. This pupakarana. Pupakicha, of course, patakala is not necessary. Patakala means, patakala, yes, patakala is also necessary because, let me see. Because here it says, if you see page 8, page 8, pupakarna. Now, samaja needs to sweep. Padipo is to bring light also inside the room. Utakam is to bring also water. And asana is called to arrange seats. So, okay. Then, pupakicha, chanda also should be cut. Pupakicha also. They are there. Some monks, for example, in Anu monastery, maybe 4 months, 5 months. Okay. Now, let's see. 2 monks hold seats. And the 3 monks, what they have to do? They can't come. These 2 monks, they can give chanda parishuddha. And then the 3 monks can make parishuddha call. Alright? So in that case now, chanda parishuddha, utukanam. Utukanam, of course, they don't need to, utukanam. Bhikkhuganana is also, they don't need to recite this.
张老师说，虽然说这个可能很多这个真正的做不到，但是前面那个事先工作和实践工作肯定要做的，就比方说那个扫地、水、灯、座位，这些还是要做的。无界上的你需要做吗？无界上的你需要做啊？你要做这些东西啊？
我问一下。 So he's asking this sweeping and lamp and water and seats, even Abhadasima, they have to do that? Abhadasima? They have to do this sweeping lamps?
Just down
the road. Yes, Abhadasima, because now the place they're going to sit. It should not be dirty, you know?
Yes,
they can't sit as what in. They can't see rubbish. On the rubbish place, because the people have thrown away food and other rubbish, bed smelling place. So then
just
they have to clean.
Place clean, it's okay.
Just
make sure around you.
Oh, at least the leaves, no? They can remove the leaves. If there are leaves, for example, you remove the leaves. Grass, on grass, you can see. And the same way now, monks usually, padipa means because sunlight, no?
Yes.
Water, you should bring some water. Okay. Maybe some monk friends, bending. Sunstroke maybe.
Okay.
So, and then, and also seats. Now, seat means even your sitting cloth.
Yes.
It is good enough. Sitting cloth is good enough.
Okay.
So, and then, Chanda Parishuddhi, of course, you have to know that if they are in the same district, city district, other monks bring, it's called present, no present, you have to check. So if the other monks present and they send you SMS, oh, I'm sick, headache, I can't come, okay, they keep chanda, then 3 monks can do the parishuddha. The parishuddha possible. Utukan, of course, they don't need to count the seasons, it's not necessary. To announce the season. People gana, they don't need to announce the number of monks. So then you can see the order, you can open your Vinaya notes.
刚刚这刚刚那个张老讲那个，那几项事先工作时间义务大家还是看那个这个这条，大家慢慢表五，它可以对照看一下。那几项事先工作就是扫地、水、灯、座位，这是肯定要做的。然后那个事先义务里边的那个愈合清净，这个也是肯定要做的。然后那个张老刚刚说，哪怕就是举了一个例子，比方说一个寺庙里边有五个比库，然后两个人当天病了。 两个人当天病了的话，那这个情况这两个比库先把自己的愈合心境带过来，带过来之后呢，这三个比库受到他们愈合心境之后，他们就可以互相举行清净菩萨，可以。然后，但是随着愈合心境是一定要有的，但是那个后面那个集结宣告和比库人数宣告，这些就可以不做。
我补充一个，就好比我一个人学一处好了，就同一个区域又个比库，哎，你怎么在这里就碰到了？他如果是没做的话。 这个反正我做好了，他管他再去做，这个我不管。如果是。
不是他做好，他不管是做没做好，他给你宣布他的心情，
其实就可以
一定要宣布一下就可以。
对他要不管怎么样，他有义务给你对你宣布
那
个。那
我要跟他宣布吗？
他是他来到你的地方，你来到他的地方；，关键是他来到你的地方，你来到他的地方。他来到你的地方，应该他对你宣布；，你来到他的地方，你对他宣布。
那我不管他有没有做，他只要跟我宣布他的心情，
对，
我这里就
对，
我不管。
对，
也不要再我们两个再开始什么动议或者再。
除非是你遇到，不是你遇到是两个人，你如果遇到是两个人的话，那你们三个人之后重新互相做这个亲情观察。如果你遇到是对啊，如果你我刚刚跟你说那个公式了嘛，就是如果你遇到三个人的话，那不但要是要不重新接，重新念一遍。我刚才说的就是符合你刚刚说那个公式的。
对，但是他们已经做好了，他们也要这样重新再做吗？
你说那两个三个人他们已经做好了是吧？
对啊，他们在自己的区域也做好了。
啊，那我问一下 ，So he's asking that,for example, if these guest monks.They have already done their Uposatha in their own monastery, and after that they travel to another monastery on the same day. So in that case, do they have to do this Uposatha again? For example, if their number is bigger or something?
No, it's not this. But they have to actually, if they arrive, they have to make the parishuddhi, to announce the parishuddhi to the other monks.
To the other monks.
That is his duty. Other monks, they don't know. Whether they are pure or not.
Uh-huh.
They have to declare it verbally
uh-huh.
that we are pure. And this is the procedure.
Uh-huh.
As called, the way it is explained is Parishuddha Aham Bhante, Parishuddha Mandareta. They have to squat down and tell.
Uh-huh.
That means within the Sima, is
uh-huh.
Bhata Sima, or is Gama Sima.
Uh-huh.
This is by, they have to be done by squatting.
Uh-huh.
And it should be Hatapasa with other hands.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So then, otherwise now, the party, because you must understand that the spirit of why the Uposatha day is so important. It is to declare our purity. So other monks, for example, they have doubt. Are you pure or not? So then, you know, to remove that doubt, guest monks, they should declare the purity to others. Tell them, yes, we're pure. We're finished by the mokka, but they have to do them in a formal way. Not informal way. Ah, how are you and so what? I have finished mine. It should be done in an informal way. So.
But in any case, even if their number is bigger, they don't have to do the Uposatha again because they have already done in their own ministry.
Yes.
Okay. 他说如果那个他们在自己寺庙已经做过那个Uposatha的话，他们来了之后可以不那个，即使人数多，也不需要再做Uposatha，但是他们还是要那个像原始的那个宣布清净，而这个宣告清净必须是蹲着做，蹲着做。
这是很正式的，不是这样的。
对，这要让那个对要蹲着做，而且距离要在那个一身附近。
Now, if you see again page 8,
mm-hmm.
this is Pattakala, the number, table 6, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Table 6. Here, Uposatha, they should do this Parishuddhi on Uposatha day. They can't do it in not Uposatha day.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this factor, requirement, is
mm-hmm.
also there.
Mm-hmm.
That it should be Uposatha day, either Chaturdasa or Panara. Or the 14th or the 15th.
Okay, 然后那个有关那个事实的那五个条件，就是那个表六事实五个条件，那个第一个条件那个乌波萨他日，这个条件也是必须要满足的。就是说你不管是你是做哪种乌波萨他，必须也还是乌波萨他日。
The same way, yavat kachi piku kama vata. The next is how many pikus are suitable for the niyakama. Kama means vinayakama. Suitable. Patta means suitable.
Mm.
So now, if they are suspended monks, they can't participate with suspended monks and make this parishuddhi posa. They are not entitled. Suspended monks are not entitled to make the parishuddhi posa. Excuse me. This monk become vajaniya bhukal also.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Vajaniya to be avoided, to be prevented by participating in the parishuddhi posa.
然后第二条件就是说你比库是合适的，这个条件也不相满足，就是不管是哪种国家，他是被举荐的比库，一定不能参加，因为他们属于是应被排除的二十一种人。
不好意思啊，这个问题很切实际的，一个人决议的这个人对吧？他犯戒，他自己知道犯戒了，他就不能去决议吗？像乌波萨他就让他过，又周围城市里面没有其他清净比库可以给他忏，那这个人就不举行乌波萨了。
五菩萨他是必须的。
你是什么意思？他一定犯了，他
五菩萨他一定要是清净的嘛？
啊，
对吧？这个人已经犯戒了。
Okay. So he's asking this. He's asking that. So for example, one monk is staying alone, but he knows that he has an offense.So in this case, the Bodhisattva has already come. Shall he do this Aditana Bodhisattva by himself? Or what should he do?
Yes, he should do the way the Buddha explained that today I can't find another monk who is pure to confess.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe tomorrow, after tomorrow, I will be able to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So he has determined, mentally made the mind that as soon as he finds another monk,
mm-hmm.
Who is pure, he is going to confess it.
他说这个情况就和那个犯了非那个僧团犯了同门罪，然后那个找那非师那个犯了非师同门罪，然后就那个就到另外一个派人到另外一个寺院一样。你这个事儿，你在心里边应该决议，比如说我当我碰到一个可以杀戒的清净比丘之后，我立刻认罪。
就是说，在决议五菩萨之前，我要先决议这句话，这个五菩萨。
对对对对，但是你不能因为这事不做五菩萨，五菩萨一定要做。
OK OK， 那清楚。
So then, and then again, Sabhagapati Vachana Vidyanda, no monks with the same offense. So in 3 months they are linked by the Bodhisattva. But how they can tell I am pure, and what one day is the same offense? So they should check that they should be not of the same offense. You have the same offense, either one monk has to split, send to the next monastery, or it's called, get purified, or they have to make an agreement.That today it is too late, we can't do that. Ashkol, we'll make the positive, but as soon as we find, Ashkol, after the positive, we find another monk, we have to confess to him.
所以说那个关于同门罪这个要求也是要的，然后那个他关于同门罪处理方法，两个人三个人情况也是跟那个四个人或者四个人以上情况一样，就是你如果那个就是因为首先要确认就没有什么，如果有同门罪的话，还是像之前说的那样，会派人或者说那个决议，反正去处理。
如果四个人都因体弱或其他的疾病，然后这种情况应该怎么办？
等于其他人去不了是吗？
就四个人，就僧团就四个人都生病了，
都生病了。
对，比如说食物中毒，或者说，就身体极疲弱，这样你们
做。So he's asking that, for example, in the monastery, there are 4 monks, but all the 4 monks are sick. So what to do in the Bodhisattva today? All the 4 monks are sick.
They make you sick of Bodhisattva. So then, now it depends on which monastery. This is Gamasima monastery.
Okay.
So then,
跟你想，我身体好，他在做。
那我那都不错的。
They find a way how to find
a
way not to make a positive.
决议，
决议
是一个好的事情。
一个意义都没有。
等身体好了，行。
I'm going to say that.
The same that, same as the case that one monk is alone and sick, and just do this at this time. Is it the same thing?
So, no, there is another case where the Buddha allowed monks who travel, okay, or they are sick for some reason. So
one monk.
They can't participate, yes.
One monk is traveling alone and he becomes sick.
Yes, he is traveling. Or monks, being a group of monks, they are traveling.Flexible, and they are on the road, no? They can't find a place to make upasada. They are excluded from any offense. Excluded from any offense by not doing the upasada. In the same way, a monk who is sick and he can't make the whole arrangement for him to go to participate in the upasada, he is also excluded for any offense. So therefore, no, if these 4 monks...are so sick, they can't get up from the bed. Okay. All 4 together. So then, they are excluded from any offense of not doing upasana.
Not doing upasana.张老说是这张老师这样，他说那个是有这么一个那个在律藏里边有这么个例子，就是有这么一批那个青年旅客在旅途当中，就是那个就是在乌斯坦日那个乌斯坦日那天他们在旅途当中，因为当然因为他们是青年的，但是因为某些原因他们没法做乌斯坦，但是因为他们是青年的，所以说这个佛陀说他们那个不做乌斯坦。所以也没有任何的那个过犯，没有任何的过犯。他说你这个情况也可以按照那个情况处理。如果说这四个人确实病的都是起不来床了，都做不了卧榻榻的话，那么他们可以不做卧榻榻。那这个没有任何过犯，而且四个人都是清净的，就是四个人本身都是清净的。
那一个人也可以这样做了。
嗯，
一个人可能医院里面也不做了。
So he's telling that even if there's only one monk, but he's so sick, he can also skip the upasana, something like that.
Yes, he can skip it. There is no offense. For traveling monks, for sick monks, and also for monks who are attendants of sick monks. Attendants of sick monks.
他说有三种情况，一个是你可以免除有三种情况，一个是你在旅途中，一个是你得了病，另外一个你在照顾病人。
三
种
情况。如果是不亲近的，或者怀有可能不亲近的话，那他就有可能成为别的
So he's asking that, for example, if these four monks are sick, it's so sick that they cannot join the upasana, but they know that they have an offense, or they have doubts they have an offense. So what to do in such case? And the upasana day?
That case, you have to make a determination that as soon as they recover, to find a monk who is pure and to confess.
如果是这种情况，你在那天应该决议，就是我的当我遇到一个清净比库之后，我应该立刻忏悔。
去跟我那
些。我想问一个戒律上的一个问题，
嗯，
大家都有点关系的。
嗯，
打个比方说，我们现在就是要轮子，
嗯，
有个比库帮你告诉我，他说用轮香熏轮子，轮子熏不死的，那我们就用轮香熏。
嗯，
当在过程当中，我们怀疑可能轮香熏轮子的话，轮子可能会死。
嗯、
这个时候我们放不放戒？
在熏的过程中怀疑？
就是我们在做了这个事情的时候，我们
做了以后还是做了以后
，我们觉得这可能会起疑、
嗯，
就是说轮子会不是，或者我做之前，
嗯、
打个比方说，做了这次以后，我觉得好像地上有轮子，
嗯、
第二次我如果再做的话，说我们放戒。
嗯So he's asking a question really relevant to this class, but the time is already there, so he asked this question. So he's asking that now, for example, we use mosquito coils to expel expel mosquitoes from our cooking. Now, after he has done that, Some bhikkhus tell him. So if he use mosquito coils, these mosquitoes maybe die because of that. So then, then he has a doubt. Oh, maybe if I use mosquito coils, they will die. So while he already had these doubts, does he fall into any offense? And if he with this kind of doubt, if he burn this mosquito coil again, does he fall into any offense? This is his question.
Now this about killing animals, no?
Pachitya, yes.
It is pachitya, no?
Mm-hmm.
It should be sachitaka, they are called intentional.
Mm-hmm.
This offense takes place intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now intention is that one wants to really kill the animal.
Mm-hmm.
One intention is just to directly kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Or indirectly kill it.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, no. If you, for example, burn this coil,
mm-hmm.
and your intention is not to kill the mosquito,
mm-hmm.
it is just to chase it away.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you use this repellent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, therefore, your chetana, your chitta, mm-hmm. as called mind, your intention, is not to kill.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to make the mosquito go away.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that is one point. So, you can explain this. I'll explain the second point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But don't ask questions in between, because after I explain the second one, he can ask other questions.
张老师他这个问题分两点给你解释。首先他给你解释第一点，但是你听第一点是听之后先不要听问题的，不然两个你再听问题好。这个他说这个你问其他是伤害动物一下巴西利亚，他说那个巴西利亚按照那个伊桑里讲法，它是要有性戒，也就是说你必须是有伤害动物的时候才真正犯戒。那这样的话就是判断你犯不犯戒，主要是看你是不是真正有伤害的东西。如果说你燃烧这个文献的东西只是为了驱赶蚊子的话，这个是不能算杀害东西的。这是第一点，他要说第二点。
So the second point is that, if one reads literature, for example, that what is the effect of this mosquito coil? Okay. Are the mosquitoes are dying because of this poison or do not die? Then, according to the evidence we have, at least, we know that these mosquitoes, as soon as they inhale this poison, they don't die immediately. But after 1.5 hours of work, they get suffocated. So the poison travels through the body, and they get suffocated, they die. If they inhale it, if they come into contact. So, in that case, we know that mosquito coil. Although you see the mosquito just flying away, so once they inhale the poison, they can reach the body. It is sure death for them. Sure death. So for that reasons, we know. Okay, I'm burning the coil, want to ingest the mosquito, but actually the mosquito will go away. But he's going to die. He's going to die. It is sure death for the mosquito. So, if one uses this mosquito coil still, don't care about that. Don't care. Because one knows for sure that he's going to die, but he does not care. Then, of course, the particular offense can occur to him because the killing intention also interferes, also gets involved.
Oh, okay. So, what if the doubt is there?
Yes, doubt is dukkata.
Doubt is dukkata.
Doubt, did you kill it, not kill it, and so on, is dukkata.
Okay. So, may I ask, is this information that after the mosquito inhales this kind of poison, they will definitely die? Is this your assumption? Or
my assumption. At least I asked one gentleman. We had a friend who is a chemist. Chemist. And they used to sell this poison. And that chemist told him that once the mosquito, now mosquitoes do not have lungs, okay, do not have lungs, but they can actually store air inside the body, any part of the body. And once the air, how it's called, is poisoned by inhaling, so it goes inside the body. So they can't remove it. Now the lungs and so forth, so mosquitoes can't exhale that poison out of the body. It goes inside the body. So it remains inside the body. They don't get it in very early, but 1 hour, 2 hours later they get it. This is the explanation this chemist gave to that gentleman, and that gentleman passed this away for me, because I asked him. From that time on, of course, I stopped using mosquitoes. And another thing is in the package, it says the mosquito is usually upside down, sitting here, so what? See, already dead.
Okay,
most of these advertisements, it says the mosquito is dead. It kills the mosquito. And there is one, that those days we got one brand of mosquito, what do you call it? Mortin, actually, net means death.
Yes.
Okay, something which kills.
Yes.
So then, and from this information from the chemist, and this information of the package, putting them together, then I also was 100% sure that the mosquitoes are killed. I can't see them. So then, because even if they die, you can't find them where they die. So according to this information, I stopped using mosquito coil myself. I use incense sticks. Incense sticks actually much better.
Much better?
Much better because they don't have the poison. poison, and they can actually use as a repellent to remove, to chase away incense.
嗯，张老师，第二点是这样的，那个，比如说你，你现在那个通过阅读一些书，然后你得到这样一些信息，就是说，如果你用这种文献的话，那个如果你用这种文献训文字的话，这个文字不会立刻死，但是过一段时间它一定会死。然后你知道这个信息之后，你仍然是你知道这个信息，然后你仍然得点文献去感恩的，就你那这个是这你的东西仍然算上。比如你让算八级别，如果要是哪怕说你只是有疑的话，那你不犯八级别，但是犯恶作。
啊，我有疑是犯错。还有一个问题就是呢，现在就是我们就是说坐卧处的时候，身体接触坐卧处的时候，不是犯恶作吗？
什么恶作？
如身体接触那个固体，如毛孔、细孔坐卧处，就说凳子或者墙壁。
嗯，
但是这个是说，如果这个固定是决议了，就说
对他现在问题，他就是这些课，如果你们不想听的话，可以那啥，就
他待会儿长老会不会还说不有关的？长老并没有说结束了。
哦，是没那is class finished because no he's finished.
So, are they want to go? They can go.
Yeah, 可以长老说可以那啥，对，你们想听？
那我们要顶你啊，顶你。
他说他刚说你们可以走了。
嗯，
对，
我还是想
问你，
还是
帮我
说
一下。啊，行，你的问题你说一下。
但是如果没有决议的话，我们在榕树林打个地方，手臂碰到墙壁，他的阿兹比对诺律上面说是每个细胞、每个毛孔，看上的碰到这个墙壁的时候，不犯一个恶作。
就说你赤裸身体。
对，那这个时候就是我们常常会有的时候。
嗯。
会碰到墙壁，这个要借我这个比喻，这个时候，证明不可以，难受。
So he's asking that he got the information from some monks that if a bhikkhu makes his exposed body get in touch with the sainasana and even the wall, he gets
with it.
That means the dwelling place, even a chair or a bed, or even a wall. He falls into dukkha offense. He says, is that true? So if people using his exposed body just touch the wall and any other dwelling facilities, does he fall into dukkha offense or something?
So this applies only for lodgings or kutis, which are sanghika kutis.
Of course, we all are sanghika kutis here. Our kutis are just sanghika kutis.
I am telling you, for the sanghika, in some other monasteries they are not.
Okay.
I'm not only telling this place, in some all kutis are not sanghika.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, they are not sanghika. They are also private kutis also.
Okay.
And people, they offer is private no use.
Okay.
So I'm telling you what is sanghika, just to make this distinction.
Okay.
And it is not the touching itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it is whether you make it dirty.
Okay.
Yeah, to make the wall dirty.
Okay.
So now by touching one time as a body, it doesn't get dirty. But if you touch again, ultimately you can see, yeah, this wall is called, the monks they're touching with the ropes become almost black. Now it is wrong. It is, look at the dudu like that.
Okay.
So now you can see, even all these walls like that as a body, you can see.For the monks sit, you can see these things. With the robes, they don't touch actually with the body, but they touch with the robe. Again, is look at that. It is not a matter of skin, it is a matter of whether you make it dirty.
Okay.
You spoil it.
So
once you know that it gets dirty, then you have to avoid it.
Okay.
Avoid touching again, the same place.
Okay.
So it is not the skin only, it is the robe also.
Okay.
And sometimes, because of the robe, the walls will become more dirty in the sense that the robes have dyed, as a dye. So this dye sticks on the robe, on the wall, much faster than oil from the body.
Okay.
So this is how the walls also become dirty. This is not dukkha offense by doing that.
He's also asking that, how do you judge this? Whether this wall is dirty or not? Is there any standard for that? I mean, up to this level it is dirty?
It's spoiled. It's spoiled. That means spoiled the color. The original color goes.
Okay, the color has changed.
Yeah, the color.
Okay. 张老师这样，首先你要明白一点，就你说这种情况，犯戒只对只有一种情况，只要满足这个条件。
三个呢？
对 ，yes， I'm gonna explain this。就是首先满足第一个条件，就是说你这个你所接受的东西是属于僧团，而不是属于你自己的。比方说，这固体是那个是你是属于你自己的，是你自己出现弄的，那就是属于你自己，那个是不算的。首先第一个条件就是说，一定是这个你说那个都是属于僧团的，这是第一个条件。第二个条件。你要把这个就是你不管你是拿皮肤也好，还是拿你的那个袈裟也好，触了这个东西，但是如果没有的东西弄脏，这是不算的。弄脏了什么情况？像张老师说是这个情况，就是有些人现在就是坐着吃饭，他倒没有拿自己的皮肤去碰这个钱，他拿袈裟碰这个钱，碰了钱不是枪弄脏了，脏了就。所以说是你所以说蒋老师说你接触这个东西到底是你用你的皮肤接触还是用你袈裟接触，这个不重要，关键是最后的结果，你把这东西弄脏了，你把东西弄脏了，你把僧团东西弄脏了，这个就算恶俗。然后说那个弄脏标准就是说你要把这东西变色了，但是实际上弄脏也就是说不一定是说你这个衣服本来就脏，比如说你这个衣服上面是你衣服本来是干净的，但是你这个衣服是刚刚染好的不久，那上面有染料。你那个因为那个染料的那个不对，枪弄脏了，这也算弄脏了，那也算脏了。对，
那不是说每一个毛细孔接在一个墙上算一个种？
他说以变色为标准。
以变色为标准。
对，
以变色。那现在就算吗？
这是很危险的。
那他
不是一个人，
这里全部都犯恶俗啊？
他说了这话，你听到了吧？他说了，这些人都犯
了。他们。不忏罪的话有没有关系啊？
当然有关系了。
对啊，不是在我国杀他前面，他们不要互相忏所有的罪吗？那就全部忏掉了已经。
对呀、
啊，
对
呀、
啊，他们不知道而已，不知道。但是那说，
但是不是所有人都做啥事？我黑人坐在那个位置，坐那个位置不是不会出现那个问题的。
也有啊，我
不是你坐不靠柱子的位置，我坐中间的位置。
啊，这个位置是没有。
对吧？
那就不懂了。
哦，就是说还是有人成功的。
Because you tell that all these monks who have been sitting there has fallen into this kind of depression, so they are discussing about Sabada patterns.
Yes, it is. Now there are some monks who do it. Some monks who do it. Sometimes don't do it. I don't know what happens or what, but it's a bad habit.It's a bad habit. Usually we don't lean the wall. Myself, I never lean the wall. If we eat, for example, we don't eat like lay people sitting there, leaning on the wall and eating like that. You usually sit like that in front of us and eat. We don't lean and eat like that. So some of the monks, of course, they do it because they don't bring the bowl. They take this kind of small metal plate like that. And then they came here and lean on the wall. They see, birds coming. That monk was doing. While eating, they don't keep the sakyas also. They don't keep the sakyas. Because usually you have to look in front of you what you are eating. Not just looking what other monks doing and laughing, talking with others. You can see these monks also. Therefore, if you check how many offenses they fall in a day, you'll be shocked.
Okay. 那这种情况下，
我先翻译一下吧，可能那个说明文，然后那个张老师是这样，这个事儿，他反正发现有些人这样做，有些人不这样做，但是不管怎么说，这个吃饭的时候这样，像在家就是一样，就这么靠一下，这是一个很不好的习惯。然后而且他说有些人这样做，这个原因就是因为他吃饭的时候他根本就不拿锅来托锅，他自己拿一个盆。就因为你要是真正有锅的话，你肯定是这样吃，那个不是比较重的。有些人那么拿着盘子让人躺那儿吃，然后他这样吃的时候，他也不守那个重心法，他就因为按照重心法来讲的话，你吃饭时候应该是看着你吃东西，但是有些人可能也不看吃东西，跟旁边说说笑笑，然后看别人怎么吃饭，或者说看旁边一只鸟飞过去这样，然后就那样吃。这个是不守重心法。如果大家看这些人吃饭，你可以看他那个犯很多戒。
我问的就是这重心，重心法是因为什么？
啊？
重心法是无所谓的吗？我不太清楚这个重心。
So he is asking that.
就忏悔或者死亡。
So he is asking that. Are these secular rules considered to be very minor rules that doesn't have to be confessed or not? He is asking this question.
No, they are not. They should be confessed. Dukkata, Upasita, all are included.Minor rules, not been abolished now in this, we keep the agreement which the first council at Bitano, the first council we don't abolish the Mania rules. Therefore now Mania rules are still valid. Okay, so then, you see even this one, that's called, it is ugly thing to see. Ugly thing to see. You see now people, they spend so much money just spending, and monks they just, while eating, they just eat on the whole eating on the whole eating. So it is ugly to see. They make it the school. Then for now, but because of lack of discipline. Lack of discipline. Once they keep discipline and so forth, you can see the whole wall is clean, whole year and so forth. So they don't need to bring liters of paint to paint them again. So therefore, how nice it will be if there is discipline. But because of discipline, there are troubles.
他说那个范仲淹好像他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也他也
这种现象，所以说我们才会 不停的 要雇人，然后不对这个项目不停进行粉刷。可是如果说大家都守戒律的话，这种现象会加上。
其实我这么问的时候，有好多人其实就是他故意的，平时也知道就是这是犯规多，但他那正念也不足，他就会等到那个时候，我在他之前就那种颤一下。
嗯，
他就习惯性的就颤一下，我就不会了。平时都根本不管不顾的。
So he's telling that some monks they know it is an offense to do like this, but out of their habit, they only confess their offense before the Uposatha. So then at the Uposatha time they occur like that. So what do you think of this?
Please, the confession zone. But I explain how sabagapadyos can be sabagapadyos can be also get rid of. No?
Uh-huh.
You fall into offense, then the others padikahanga do good, desanga do good. But if they do it deliberately, that is called the what's called commit another offense. Anadare pachita is pachita number 56. So that is why actually they fall into more offenses. It is not that you can't get rid of your offense because of misconception. Misconception, you can't get rid of it. But if you do it deliberately, you fall into pachita offense, number 56.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you confess, you fall in that offense. Therefore, now that is where actually you accumulate more akusala out of disrespect for the rule.
他说你这样做的话呢，就是说一个是就是说你在那个在乌萨塔的时候很容易陷入同分罪，就是说可能你和你对称的人可能也是个这样的人。然后再一个就是你当你每次你明知故犯的时候，实际上你都犯了另外一条戒，叫做那个就不恭敬，就是第不恭敬戒律，就是八戒第二条。所以说你这样做是积累越来越多的不善业。
只不过是不善业，但是在古波沙他全部颤掉了，业是自己造的，只不过是清净，肯定是清净了。哪天已经？
So he's
这个概念。
He is asking that although this kind of monks is this kind of monks are accumulating a lot of kusala, but still by doing this apati disna, they are pure and post the day, isn't it?
But the next day they do it. If they do it deliberately again, if it's only for one day. It's called they get pure. Next day again, it become impure.
So, but they were first very, very
okay. But the next day they become impure. Therefore, now maybe 14 days akusala, one day kusala.
Yes.
So,
therefore,
now
they don't care about that. Just waiting to Uposatha.
Yeah, it's not only these rules. Sakya rules the same. I say many Sakya rules. The monks learn. But they tell, oh, this difficulty, this disrespect, now we can't do it anymore, modern times, difficult to do such. And then, out of disregard for these rules, they don't observe, this is a kusala. Why did you become a monk then? The old guy asked him.
Mm-hmm.
You can just stay samanera if you don't like. If samanera, you should kill the sakyas. So why you want to take upasamada? Just for title, just for status, to show to the world, look, I am a bhikkhu. This is the akusala you accommodate. So you are supposed to make some commitment, and you don't do that. So you don't play the role of a bhikkhu, you play a role of a lazy man, lazy person. You don't want to practice. So then in that case, you are accommodate akusala.
Okay.
So he's asking about the
有是清戒, 但是业很重。
He's asking, is there any exact correspondence between the levels of apati and the levels of karma that decides to which realm that one will get reborn? Because he said that somebody, he has read some story, one bhikkhu committed a dukkha offense, but without any confession. So because of that karma, he falls into the hell. He fell into the hell later. So he's asking, is there any exact correspondence between the levels of apathy and the levels of karma?
So yes, that is one case. One monk who, I think he was on a boat, and he tried to go on land.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to get to new land, he had to get the branch of a tree.
Uh-huh.
And he knew if he cuts the branch of a tree, that branch will break.
Uh-huh.
But after disregard for the rule,
uh-huh.
He told, never mind, and he took the branch and the branch broke.
Uh-huh.
So, and then he got remorse.
Uh-huh.
Remorse. And so that went to his mind. And he did not confess it all.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't confess it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a chance for him to confess it.
Uh-huh.
And that turned to his mind again, this remorse and so on. And after he died,
mm-hmm.
he was born as an insect.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So this can actually, can cause, because of the intention of disrespect, how much disrespect you have the rule,
uh-huh.
the intensity of that. And also to be late to confess it also, to just to ignore it, postpone it.
Mm-hmm.
Although you know this is your duty as a monk to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You are, as a monk has already commitment,
mm-hmm.
To purify yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you just ignore it, skip it and so forth. That itself, as of what, is disrespectfulness, this disregard.
Mm-hmm.
Not inconsideration,
mm-hmm.
which makes a person to actually to be born as an insect or animal.
张老师他也知道一个故事，就是说，比方说一个比丘在海上，然后他需要那个在河里上，他需要登陆。那登陆的话，他知道他唯一能登陆的一个办法就是说他就抓住岸上一个树枝，然后那个借助树枝力量登陆。然后但是他知道他抓住这个树枝，那个树枝会断，然后他这样会翻巴基利亚。但是他因为他不是很尊重那个戒条，所以说他就那样折断树枝，然后那样上路了。然后后来他知道自己犯了罪，然后他有机会，后来有机会忏，他也没有忏。然后由此他是升起不少议会，然后最后他那个最后因为这种议会，他最后那个都那个投生为一只昆虫。但是然后张老师说，就是说这个对那个像这种像你说的问题，就是犯的这个戒和这个业有什么关系？它实际上取决于你心中对这个戒有多少不尊重。具体体现的行为上，就是你是多么无视这个戒律，多么严实去忏悔这个犯戒等等。
Suddenly you got up.
Okay.
Thank you.